Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Good evening, good evening. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm here tonight with you. This is Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia, and just basking in the words of that song. You know, we have a good Father. And you know what? You know, part of the lyrics that really stood out to me tonight was, you know, we're searching for answers, and He's already provided the answer. We don't really have to do anything but connect with Him for the answer. And because He's perfect in all of His ways. And in all of that, this awesome, wonderful God who has already provided the answers for everything we need, even before we ask, He already knows. He is the one who loves us. He loves us. It's who He is. He's a God of love. God is love. And who am I that He would love me? Someone that He created and made to walk and to be in His image. Hallelujah. Such a precious, you know, way of absorbing and taking in the fullness of who God is. And we can never do all of that. But just to give us an understanding that we're loved by the one who created it all. He's already given the answers. He's perfect in all of His ways. That's who He is. And because He loves me, that's who I am. So bless the name of the Lord tonight. Thank you for calling in. I was not sure if I was going to be on, so I think the information went out a little late about me being on the show tonight. I got back earlier than I was expecting to, went out of town, and had a great time. I don't really get to go away much, but I had a grandson who they had a tournament this weekend, and they came back as state champions for their age group, 8 and under for soccer, and traveled about 3.5 hours away today, well, Friday actually, and spent the weekend, came back earlier today, and just it was just nice to be away with family. Excuse me. Got to talk with, you know, my son and enjoy, you know, you know, fellowshipping with the family. So it's awesome. It's an awesome thing. God created family. He's a father. He created the idea of family, and He's our father. So I thank God that, you know, I'm a part of the family of God, and I know you are too. So praise God. I was going to share a little bit, and, you know, excuse me, in retrospect of what I've been going through lately. It was just a wonderful experience this weekend in understanding who God is. I kind of, you know, saw that song and I was like, yes, He's a good Father. You know, what father that is not, you know, good, you know, what He won't do. But this is a good Father. He's perfect in all of His ways. And even some things, you know, I've been asking God about. Actually, with this trip, I was really not thinking I would go at first because, you know, the weather was supposed to be really bad and I didn't know if they were going to cancel everything out. And I ended up, you know, setting an appointment or a confirmation for this hotel. And I ended up, excuse me, by, you know, some way getting into a situation where I wasn't going to be able to cancel it. And I was, like, really not happy with that because I was like, what is this? You know, why won't I be able to cancel this? And it's like, oh, because you got this special rate, and so we're not going to be able to cancel the hotel even if you don't make it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So here I am. I'm hearing about this weather getting really bad, and, you know, here I'm in a situation where I'm going to lose, you know, some money because, you know, I can't cancel it whether I go or don't go, you know, it's there. And so I was like, oh, wow. And then I went to the to Walmart, and I had a low pressure something in my tire, and they checked it, saw that it was looking like it was going to fall apart. You know, you couldn't really tell it. I mean, I don't really, excuse me, travel much because I work from home, so I didn't really pay much attention to the tires. So when they inspected them and they showed me, you could actually see some damage there on the tire. And I was like, and he's like, we don't really suggest you get on the road and travel, you know, 2 or 3 hours down the road with these tires. So then I had to spend $250 on some tires. And so I'm like, oh, wow, you know, so all of this. But I saw the hand of God in all of it. I mean, it was just amazing because actually, you know, I ended up going, even though the forecast the day that I left was saying, oh, it's going to rain all weekend. It's going to be thunderstorms. And I'm thinking, oh, they're going to cancel. And, you know, I've got to go. The hotel's paid for. I can't get my money back. Then I've already spent $250 on these tires. I had to get tires anyway, whether I was traveling somewhere or not. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. But let me tell you, I really knew it was the hand of God because actually I got there and it didn't rain at all the whole weekend. Oh, my gosh. But God knew that. So it's like he put me in a situation where I wasn't going to cancel and miss him trying to show me that I could trust him. I can trust the process, that he knows what he's doing, even when I don't know what I'm doing or what's going on. And it was like he arranged it so that I would be able to see him manifest in the situation and give me a peaceful, restful weekend away with my family. Because, like I said, I couldn't cancel. So that, you know, hey, I was stuck there in this situation of I'm not going to cancel. Even if it rains and storms, I'll get my umbrella. I've got my ponchos. We'll sit out in the rain and we'll watch soccer. It did not rain at all. And had he not set it up that way, I would have missed him giving me an opportunity to rest and enjoy just his beauty and his presence in this weekend. And then on top of that, it was like, well, with the tire situation, it was like, had I not known about the issue with the, you know, with the tires being bad, I would have, you know, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, here we go. Low pressure, what's going on? But it was God showing me that I'm watching out for you. You're going to go there and you're going to find out you got bad tires. You need to replace these things. Had that not happened, and I'm like, oh, you know, here's another situation. God was giving me the understanding that I see and I know and I'm protecting you because you're going to get on that road because it's not going to be a cancellation situation. Not going to rain, and you're going to enjoy the weekend because I am going to set it up that way. It was like God set it up for me to get away. We're like, you can't get out of this. You're not backing out of this. You're going to go, and you are going to enjoy my goodness toward you. It was awesome. It was just an awesome thing to experience, to know that my good, good Father is looking after me. My good Father is protecting me. My good Father wants to bless me. He wants to show me that he's involved in every aspect of my life. And so toward the end, before I left, I was like, God, I just want your will to be done. Because we know we can't depend on the weather forecast. We depend on you. And had I depended on what the weather situation that man predicted would be, I would have missed out on a restful time away and not being able to see how God moved on. I mean, it's a small thing maybe to you, but it was a big thing to me because I was just in amazement. There was like a 100% chance of rain when I looked at it, and it didn't rain at all over the weekend. Amazing. And on top of that, my grandson's team came home state champion in their age group for the state. So God, these little things that he does lets us know that we serve a good, good Father. And we have to trust him. We have to trust the process. We have to trust the process of what we're going through, that we know that God is working it out, has worked it out on the other end that we can't even see. That's how we have to trust him. We have to trust the process that he is God. And when we ask that his will be done,
when he steps in and he's put in control, we don't have to worry about the situation or circumstance. We just look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. And so I was looking at Matthew 9. I'm going to bring it up. And it's kind of two, like, versions of this prayer. We all know it. It's the Father's prayer, you know, when Jesus was explaining to them how to pray. And that's basically in Luke 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, hold on, what happened here? He said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. And then he went on to, you know, tell them, you know, he gives us our daily bread. He asks that we forgive, he forgives our sin, and for we to also forgive everyone that's indebted to us. And to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. When we pray that, just look at what God is, what Jesus is saying here, you know, about how we're to trust the process, how we're to trust, how we get the benefit from the Father, is that we will pray that his will be done. We will pray that he will give us our daily bread and he will forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. And then he goes on down to tell them that, you know, in part of the prayer, it's like, don't even be concerned about it. You know, don't even be, you know, concerned about it. Down in Luke 19, it says, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. And it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receives. And he that seeks, findeth. And him that knocketh, shall be opened. We got to trust God. We've got to trust the process. Like, you know, I could have leaned to my own understanding, and I would have missed out on what God was trying to bless me with this weekend because I was leaning to my own understanding. I was not trusting. The enemy probably wanted to rob me of this, what God was giving me. So I was leaning to my own understanding, and I would have missed out what God was trying to do for me this weekend because I had to trust him. He shut down everything so that I really had to get on the road and go. Had new tires. Glory be to God. Couldn't cancel the reservation, or I would have just been out of money. And then he showed me how he protected me by giving me, you know, the information to get new tires. Because I said, God, if you want your will to be done here, I want your will. If you want me to go, I'll go. And so often we just want to just take matters into our own hands. And not even look to God, not even seek what he's saying, not even knock and know that if he opens the door, we can go through it. So tonight, I don't have a whole lot of people on, so we're going to be moving quickly because, like I said, I really didn't plan on tonight. But I'm here, and I'm going to do as the Father has instructed. So I'm going to go ahead and play another song. Then I'm going to take some calls, and we're going to talk about trusting this process. We're going to talk about what God will set up for us, what he will do for us, what he will give us when we trust the process. He's always teaching us. He's always showing us his way. He is always being God. He will always be God. He just wants us to trust him in the divine place that he is, divinity, the true and living God, the Father, the one who has given us everything, who's a provider, like that song says, we're searching for answers. He already has the answer. He already had the answer for me when I was asking, what should I do? He set it up where I would go because I wanted to trust where he was leading. His ways are perfect, and we're loved by him. That's who we are. That's our identity. That is who we are, a child that is loved by the Father. He's a good, good Father. Hallelujah. So bless the name of the Lord. He provides. He gives us everything that we need. We don't really have to fret about anything. We don't even have to think about anything. God will take care of it all. We just have to give it to him. Amen? So trust God and trust the process. Trust him. Why? Because he's definitely worthy of trusting.
Never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you cry. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
Trust the process. We have to trust him who is the process, who is processing us. He is more than enough. You know, if you just jumped on, you know, I was talking earlier about how God is processing us through, you know, what we go through. We ask the Father's will to be done. We can be assured that he is going to do exactly what he needs to do to get you processed so you can get what he has for you. You know, I, you know, was speaking about how the whole situation for this weekend just changed. I mean, I was going to cancel. I was just going to, you know, just say, hey, you know, the weather's bad. You know, then it was set up like, I'm thinking maybe like the enemy's like, hey, he's making sure I don't get my money back if I don't, you know, if it storms and I decide I don't want to go. It was set up I couldn't get my money back. And I was like, that doesn't seem right, you know, but the whole time God was in it because he was setting it up where I couldn't back out of why, of the way he wanted to bless me this weekend. So it was awesome. It was awesome. And so I'm just going to read this a little bit, then I'm going to take our a call here. So so we don't need to worry about anything. So therefore, in Matthew 6:25, it talks about, you know, this cure for anxiety, when we're anxious about stuff, when we don't lay it at the foot of the cross or lay it at Jesus' feet, so we can say, hey, Jesus, you take this. You show us what we need to do. Therefore, in Matthew 6:25, it says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, but what you shall put in it. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you much better than they are? My goodness. You know, so I was thinking about how we get all anxious and we want to put things in our hand to work out our plan, when we just should say, Jesus, this is in your hand for you to work out your plan for our life. And then guess what? The anxiety about it will decrease. It'll go away because we won't be trying to go in there and do things with our own strength. The anxiety of it will be released from us as we place it in the Father's hand. to work out everything that concerneth us. Everything that concerneth us. Yeah, because I was getting a little anxious. I was like, oh, you know, man, but God was so good. He showed me how even showing me that the air pressure was low on the tires, how it saved me from being on the road with tires that were about to explode. And I was like, oh, I'm anxious, you know, the tire pressure. Yeah, but God showed me, and he provided the resources for me to get new tires. So it's a good father because, you know, he showed me, and he provided for what I needed that would protect and care for me. He's a good father. So we don't need to walk in anxiety. We don't need to be anxious about anything. We need to trust God, and we need to trust the process. And I believe when we get to that place, we're going to see some victories come up. We're going to see some victories happen for our lives. So if you're on and you want prayer, just press 1, raise your hand, let me know you're there, you want prayer. Otherwise, we're going to be cutting it short tonight because I had already announced that I probably wasn't going to be on, and so I'm not sure if that kind of did something, and I'm not sure if Prophet Randy put it out there early enough for you all to see. But so I just wanted to just share that how we need to, you know, like it says in the Lord's Prayer, you know, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy will be done in us, in our lives. Not my will, but thy will. And when I'm doing that, that means I'm submitting. I'm laying down my agenda. I'm laying down what I think is best for me. And I'm believing that what God wants for me is the best. And I will be blessed by the best when I trust the process, when I trust him, who is the process, sir, of me. I'm being processed. I'm being processed. You're being processed so we can get the best. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take this caller that raised their hand. And like I said, I had mentioned that I probably wasn't going to be on this week, but I made it back in time to, you know, be on here. I even worked some today, so this evening. So anyway, I'm here. So let's go to 903-808. And who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Angela Joy. This is Jeannie in Texas.
Hi, Jeannie in Texas. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you, lady?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing really good, Jeannie, because, you know, I have just seen the hand of God this weekend, you know, on my life. And it was just, it's such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know that, you know, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what we go through, you know, he's always there. He's always making a way where there seems to be no way. He's providing where seems like there's no provision in the natural. So
yeah.
Let me just pray for you and fellowship and talk a little bit. So, Father God, we just thank you for Jeannie tonight. We thank you, Lord, that even in what she goes through, God, she understands the process. It's like I can see like you grabbing hold of what you know is true, what you know is of God, what you know has brought you. You can look back. It's almost like I can see like a line, maybe like, kind of like a timeline, but it's a line representing a timeline where you grab a hold of it, and you can look back, and you can see no end to where it started, no beginning, and you can see no end to where God is taking you. Why? Because you've chosen to grab hold of the line, the hope to grab hold of what God has brought you through and where he has you now, because it's no end to where he's taking you. And it's almost as if, you know, you can look out. You can't see with your natural eye what's up the road, but because you know you can trust him, you've grabbed hold of what is tangible, what you can see even in the natural, and those things you can't even see because it's all spiritual, but you've trusted And if I can just see a line, like a line, you can't see the beginning and you sure can't see the end. But regardless of whether you can see it or not, Jeannie, with your natural eye, you know you've got to grab hold of it and stay, because it's going to take you exactly where God wants you to be, regardless of what you can see with your natural eye, because he's already made a way when there seemed to have been no way. God has proven himself to be God in your life, and you can trust, and you are trusting in him. So, Lord, we thank you for that, for Jeannie. We thank you, Lord, as she has made up her mind. It's almost like you, I made up my mind. There is no other way to go. I see the way. I don't see what's at the end, but I know the way is pointing the way God wants me to go. Stay on. I'm going to stay on this line with him. So praise God. So how are you doing tonight, Jeannie?
I'm good. I'm afraid I missed the first part of your message. I'll have to go back and listen to it. But, I decided to call in and, you know, just in to see what the Lord said. I don't go to a lot of different meetings, but I occasionally go to some meetings here. And I have to say the last, now including Randy, but the last three, well, the last two, let's see, I guess there's been three different people, two that had only met me one time in their life. And the, you know, three of the prophetic words, it's all, they've all been alike, saying winds of change, you know. So God is really been voicing that to me about there's change coming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same time, I don't know what all that entails, at the same time, the vision that we have for this place, the plans and that we've had all along for the place where, you know, where we've built and the property we bought and all. I don't have the funds to complete what the plan has been, you know. So I've been asking the Lord, is like, do I take a job again? I haven't worked in a number of years actually, on a job. I'm really been asking the Lord. It's like, Lord, what is the next steps? And I don't think you brought me this far to not complete what has been the plan. So,
yeah.
And absolutely. I was just interested, you know, to see what the Lord had to say, you know, through you, knowing that I have been getting that word, you know, that word of winds of change. And I, as of yet, I don't really know what that, you know, what all that means. So
right.
I'm just asking the Lord. I've just been asking the Lord, like, Lord, what is the change? And what do you want me to do from here? God, you know, what's the next steps other than just holding the line and praying and believing and listening for, you know, Lord, what do you want me to do now?
Right.
So.
Well, it's almost like, well, the first part of what I was saying is that it really, you know, like with me this weekend, I had told people I wasn't going to be on this weekend because I was going to be out of town, and then I came back earlier than I expected. So what happened, what I was mentioning earlier when I first got on, was the fact that, and it kind of talks, it sort of relates to kind of like what you're saying, you know, like, well, what the word was to you as, you know, trusting the process. We can't look at the natural. We can't trust in what we see with what's going on in our lives. We really have to trust the Father. So, you know, this weekend I had made plans to some weeks ago to go out of town because my grandson, they had some championship something, you know, for him. And so about 3 hours and a half away. So immediately I told his dad, I said, well, I'll get the reservations and everything. And, you know, I'll get the hotel. So right after that, I got the hotel. Well, I tried to book the hotel through this travel plan thing I had, and I couldn't get it. So then I went through Priceline, and I got this hotel. And the hotel, you know, he said, oh, I'm going to give you this great rate and da-da-da-da-da. So he gave me this great rate, but he didn't tell me that I couldn't cancel. So I had seen the hotel with the plan that I had, and it was, when I first saw it, it was about the same price. So I was like, okay. And then I thought, well, let me just check something else, because when I check and use this plan somewhere else, the benefits and the discounts, it's greater. So then when I went back to get it, with the plan, the company that I have, it was gone. So then I ended up calling Priceline, and so they gave me, you know, something a little cheaper, and then I was like, okay, I think I'll go ahead and do that. Then after he processes it, he says, well, I said something about cancellation. He says, you can't cancel this. He's like, what do you mean I can't cancel this? You didn't tell me I couldn't cancel this before I made this reservation. So then I was getting a little anxious. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I got off and I found out the weather was supposed to be horrible.
Oh, goodness.
It was going to be thundering and thunderstorms and rain Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all day. Oh, my gosh. What am I going to do? I can't cancel this hotel. I can't change my mind about going. I'm locked in unless I wanted just to give them a few hundred dollars. And then I was like, okay, and the weather is bad. So then later on, the pressure in my tire showed low pressure. So then I go to Walmart, the auto department, and they show me that my tire, because I don't really drive much going anywhere, so I don't check tires much because I work from home. He's showing me the wire coming through my tires like they're going to split.
Oh, goodness.
So then I had to spend $250 for some tires. And I'm thinking, okay, I need to get the tires whether I get on the road or not because I could have a flat at any time, a blowout. So I'm thinking, okay, you know what? I'm not real happy right now. I'm a little anxious. I don't have $300 to give away for a hotel. Plus, I think what else I'd done? I'd done something, gotten some stuff to go. What's going on here? You know? And I was getting anxious. Jeannie, about it. I was getting really anxious, and I was like, so the Lord, it was almost like he just said, just go. You can't cancel. And I was like, okay. But he shut the door so I couldn't cancel, Jeannie. Guess what? Guess what, Jeannie? Because I trusted God and said, okay, I'm just going to go and just whatever. You know, I believe you showed me I needed tires. Had I not been trying to get on the road, I would have never known the tires were coming apart. I would have been riding around here with a blowout. But because I had made a decision that I wanted to go out of town, but then I would have never probably checked the tires, Jeannie, because I'd had no problem. But right the day before, it says low air pressure. I go, and they say, oh, your tires are falling apart. So then I get new
tires. He protected you.
He protected me.
Yes, he did.
I was thinking about going to toward Atlanta, about 3.5 hours away on the other side. He's like, ma'am, you're not going to get on the road with these tires and drive 3.5 hours. He protected me, Jeannie. And not only that, Jeannie, he blessed me to get – I had the most wonderful weekend. Do you think it rained a drop? No. The whole weekend, I saw a little drizzle on my way up there. By the time I got to the field, there was no rain. Nothing, Jeannie. Nothing. The whole weekend. God shut the door so I couldn't cancel. Because you know I didn't want to give those people $300.
It's just like God.
I'm telling you. So I drive up there. God protected me and gave me, the information to get the tires. He cleared the weather. And I had the most wonderful time with my family. I would have missed it all. And guess what, Jeannie? It was supposed to rain here and there. I was thinking it was raining in the whole state of Georgia. Guess what? It rained here, Jeannie. It didn't even rain there.
It didn't rain there. I've seen the Lord do stuff like that over and over and over.
It was the exact time. I mean, the exact days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, thunderstorms here and thunderstorms there. They never appeared there. They appeared here. And it was the Christmas parade. Usually it goes right in front of my house. They moved the Christmas parade and put it on the road behind me. But it wasn't the weather. I mean, it rained Saturday, so the other parade didn't have. So it was like God says, no, you're not going to stay here. I'm going to send you away with your family, and you're going to have a wonderful time. It was just awesome, Jeannie. So it's almost like this word is kind of like for you. It's kind of like just trust God and trust his process. Don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry about what man says. I mean, hey, I said, Google, what's the weather? I kept saying it, Jeannie, over and over again every day before I was to leave. It kept saying the exact same thing, even the morning that I left.
They don't know.
They don't know, but my God.
They don't know.
And you know, Jeannie, he can switch things for us.
Sure
he can.
He can
clear things for us. And that's what I felt that he did. I'm going to clear this out. And it's almost like you're going to see that where you were thinking about staying is where they got the rain, and you would have been cooped up in the house and doing stuff, you know, trying to keep, you know, yourself. Well, I would have been working and not even enjoying life. But he got me a way to enjoy life. It was just amazing. I think about it, I'm saying, this was just awesome how God. So I was talking about, you know, how, you know, God will just, you know, we pray the Father's prayer, let his will be done, not my will, for everything. And regardless of what it looks like, he has a way of just setting us up, you know, setting us up for a blessing, Jeannie. Hold the line, Jeannie. Hold the line. Hold the line. I don't see what's up there, but it's almost like you got to trust him. You got to trust the process and, you know, go through, because there is something waiting. It's going to be beneficial and a blessing on the other side. There was something waiting for me. All I could think about was a storm as I'm sitting out in the middle of a soccer field with no covering, but this little, I even went and got the umbrella and everything. Ponchos, I had 4 or 5 of them. I didn't even have to use them. It was just amazing. And you know what, Jeannie? The other thing was, I'm telling you, God is awesome. Okay, so normally I'm thinking, okay, I've got to go toward Atlanta. Oh, I hate that traffic. It's horrible. Where this place was situated, I didn't even have to get on the interstate. I went on part of it going there because I went out of my way because I said I don't want to go another way. But other than that, it was beautiful. You're talking about the most relaxing drive I've ever had in my life. To travel through the countryside, I didn't even have to. I was thinking, oh, I'm going to be in here. I only got like a few hours sleep. I'm going to be dealing with traffic. No traffic. Endless highway of just maybe a few cars. It was beautiful. Just beautiful.
Oh, it was this time of year. Yeah, this time of year it is gorgeous. But
Oh, my God.
I know
God.
What you mean. I don't like the traffic either.
No, it was like God set it up perfectly for me. I even enjoyed the drive. Can you imagine? Normally I'm like, I was just like, just cruising through the countryside, looking at the horses and the cows and the, you know, the beautiful changing of the season. Oh, my gosh, it was awesome. I got there and I told someone, I said, that's the best drive I've ever had I can think of in my life, traveling 3.5 hours. My God, it's
that's
so
awesome.
He's so awesome.
He had a refreshing
awesome.
Set aside for you.
Yes. Yes. And on top of that, my grandson's team came back as state champions. And I had the pleasure of seeing it. And like, oh, my gosh, it was awesome. It was beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, that's impressive.
Awesome. It is. I mean, well, he's 7 in the 8 and under group, but they were already district champions for our area. And then we had, I think this team, he wasn't on last year. They did win last year. And we had to travel, you know, 3.5 hours away up there. And there were 4 teams that we played that were from different areas. and they represented their district. So we had one soccer game, let's see, Friday at 5. So I got there like 4:30, right? And I had to go to the hotel, and then I went to the game, and I got there right as they were starting. And then it was like 3 games on Saturday, and the last game wasn't until late, so 7 o'clock Saturday night. So I'm telling you, and it was just so refreshing because we just relaxed. The weather wasn't hot. We didn't have any bugs. We were just enjoying being out. It was beautiful. So God is so good. Jeannie, he's so good. He's got it all worked out for you. He has it all set up for you, even though it doesn't look like, you know, I was like, God, you are, I mean, I kept thanking him, Jeannie, as I was coming back, like, God, you're so good. You knew that I needed this. You knew that I needed this. He knows exactly what we need. Exactly.
And so I know his plans are always greater than ours are. He's always got a better plan than we do.
Yes, he does. And we have to trust him. I mean, that's the whole thing. You know, like, would he give us, you know, a serpent when we ask for bread? The lilies of the field, do they wonder about what they're going to be looking like? What about the birds of the air? No. We got to be like them. I mean, it was just amazing to me just to see. And you know what, Jeannie, you think sometimes it's the simple things that you think God really doesn't even, you know, he doesn't care whether it rains and I'm sitting out there in the middle of a soccer field. Yeah. So, you know what?
No, he does.
Why would he even do anything about that? You know, why would he care? He does.
He cares about his kids.
He does. And so the Lord had been speaking to me even prior to this. It's almost like he gave me a demonstration of what he was saying to me. He says, if you will just submit everything, you know, like I told you in the beginning, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all of these things. If you could just walk in that, if you could just release this to me, if you could just walk with an attitude that I am doing something for and through you for your benefit and I can take care of you, if you can just stop fretting, I will show you great and mighty things and even the things that you would think that I don't even think about concerning you. You will see. That's what he had been speaking to me like a week or so before. Like, just learn to just trust me. And when you do, you're going to see. I'll even tell you that there was an incident that had happened at, not soccer, another game, where this woman had kind of attacked someone. And it was just, but anyway, the whole thing of it was is that the scripture came to my mind where he says he will even make your enemies be at peace with you. So even at this game, there was some sort of restoration because this woman had attacked someone that was close to me, and she had sent her daughter in to push this girl that I know, and I don't know what was going on with the lady, but anyway, this woman that did that was at the game, and I reached out to her with kindness, and she was like, she was taken aback, but then she was like, I could sense that God had been dealing with her. And it was like that scripture came. He says, even your enemies, they will be at peace with you. And guess what? She was sitting 3 chairs down from me on the field. It was like, and I offered her daughter a chair because that's kind of like what the commotion was before. And she looked at me. I said, can she use the chair? She was like shocked that I was even showing her kindness after what she'd done to someone that I love. And she put her hands on that person. And I was able to show her kindness, and she was in a state of shock. She looked at me like, really? You know, like, wow. So it was like God was saying, I was doing something even in that. This whole thing was a setup. For God to show me that the things that you don't even think I am concerned with, I'm concerned about it. I'm concerned about you. I love you. I love you. It was just beautiful. I mean, I've never been on a trip where I drove 3.5 hours and felt like I was refreshed after I got there.
That's cool. That's cool. And
yeah.
You know, you know how much of that was even about that lady too, of God continuing,
yeah.
You know, like one plants, another waters, and God gives the increase of God working in her life, you know, or through
yes.
you working in her life.
Yeah, because actually it was a silly thing. We were somewhere and my grandbaby's mother was sitting in a chair that she wanted to sit in. And she actually sent her daughter to put her hands on her to make her move. And Jeannie, I began to release out of my mouth the blood of Jesus. That I remember the incident so well. And come to find out, you know, it just got really involved. But the whole thing of it was is that they know they were wrong because they know
oh,
they
yeah.
were wrong. And so I think someone in authority spoke with her about it. She kind of thought she had a certain position because her husband was one of the coaches. So she felt like she had a right to have whatever she wanted and could sit wherever she wanted to sit. So she just simply decided that someone would put their hands on someone to make them move. I don't know where I would think that. But God, you're so right, Jeannie. God used me to show her kindness, even though I had seen you operate in a different manner. It was like God just, you know, it was just God, the whole thing. What can I say? I mean,
no, it sounds like it totally. That's
yeah.
neat.
So,
it's awesome to watch him work.
And then, you know, it just shows us that no matter where we are, what we're going through, God is always there. He always will be there if we could just trust him.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just, last week basically God had told me, rest in me. I'm calling you to rest in me. You know, just rest in me. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to work it out. I mean, of course, in the natural, do what you can do. But rest in the fact that I can equip and do whatever I need to do in and through you to do this. You don't have to wrestle with it. You don't have to fret about it. You don't have to lose sleep about it. You don't have to, you know, get depressed about it. Just rest. And then he gave me an example of that this weekend. She's awesome, awesome. So anyway.
He is faithful. I've seen just time and time and time again come through for us and in the lives of others, but, you know, just in my own life and in our life, I've seen the Lord just work and work and work and work and do things that we wouldn't even, I mean, wouldn't have even entertained the thought of or the idea of things working out the way they, you know, the way they did so time and time again. So, I mean, he's shown himself faithful in our lives. I mean, he really has.
Mm. And you know what, with that, you have, I mean, you can see the evidence.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So whatever it is you're going through, I don't know, I just feel like this is just like something just to, you know, ordain for you to hear or just to understand even at a, you know, and you already know it, Jeannie. You already know it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't keep you from, you know, from questioning and wondering, you know, when you're, like I said, when you keep getting word winds of change are blowing, the winds of change, that things are changing, and when it's people that you know that don't know you, that couldn't pick you out of a crowd of two, you know, that
mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, Lord, you're saying this. You know, you do wonder,
yes.
You know, it's like, okay, what kind of change, what's happening, you know, what's coming up in this, which may or
yeah.
may not even be. It's like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Lord, I've come to the end of the funds that I had for doing the things here, and we're not finished. So what do you want me to do? So,
yeah,
but I know God's
understand.
Got a plan.
Yes, he does. And, you know, I think a lot of times the position we take has an effect on the shifting of things, of course, you know. you know, our how we address things, how we speak about things. You know, we have to really watch our words because it will affect, you know, even what he's trying to do in our lives. I mean, we'd be going through situations longer than what we necessarily need to because, you know, we've actually spoken against the plan, you know, of what God wants to do. And so I was driving home, and I mean, it just, the awesomeness, I mean, even talking to you about it now, it's just the awesomeness of who God is, just, just really amazing to think. I said, God, I'm not even like a speck of dirt, and you have taken notice of me. You know, that just touched my heart. Like, who am I? You know, with the word lets us know, who are we that God is mindful? But he is. And he showed me, because you would think, you know, that's an insignificant thing. You know, him just making sure I got rest, just making sure that I had, because I rarely go away anymore, you know. I'm just here stuck at the house working on this computer. I do basically 10 or 11 hours a day, 4 days a week. So it was almost like I just knew God says, you need a break from this.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that yes, I needed it. And he proved it to me. He showed himself in the situation to let me know this was God. This is truly God. And he really wanted me to go, you know. It was like, it was, you know, because you think, why would God even be concerned if I show up there? It wasn't just about that. It was just about being able to, for God to let me be able to see that he cares. He's concerned about everything. My rest, my health, you know, my fellowship, my time with family, you know. And that lady, like you said, positioned her three chairs down from me. And I got to show an act of kindness to someone who attacked someone that I love, you know? Wow. That was just... And God, and you know, the restful time to travel, God was speaking all of that to me. You know, he was speaking to me when I was driving up the 3.5 hours, and he was speaking to me when I drove back. And he was showing me, see what I did there? See what I did here? Just trust me. I know what I'm doing. I know all about you. You know, Jeannie, he knows all about you. And I know you know that he loves you. So he's got this. He's got this.
Well, praying for me, bro.
That's an awesome testimony.
Yeah, I hope it was encouraging to you because, you know, I came back, I thought, oh, God, I've got to come back to reality.
God's goodness is reality.
Yes, I've got to come back and deal with, okay, I've got this bill I got to pay. All right, we got to do this to you, you know, to do this, and we got to, you know, and this didn't work out, so what are you going to do with that? I had to come down back to, you know. But, you know, with all of that, it's like God saying, still trust me. I know what I'm doing. No, Jeannie, he knows what he's doing. So, Lord, we just thank you for Jeannie. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to just show her and give her a deeper understanding of your wondrous powers and your love toward her, Lord, as you just guide her through this time, through this season, through this processing, you know, and regardless of whether she can see anything with her natural eye, she knows that she doesn't have to, because you see everything. You are the eyes that need to see. She just needs to trust what you see and what you do for her. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. As you just work through this situation, you encourage her. And, Lord, we even thank you for things to just, like, happen. You know, Jeannie, I was in the store excuse me, this has happened to me twice within the month, a few weeks. I was in a store, and it was almost like God was saying, you know, I've been in a situation. I give out a lot of, like, I work with a food bank. So, I don't know what it is about food and goods and stuff. I love giving that to people. And so I was in the store recently twice, and twice someone paid for what I had. They were behind me. And God spoke to me with that. He said, you're always blessing people with food. And he's already spoken to me about this before. So the lady behind me, you know, I had the money. I could have gone out and got it. She's, oh, no, 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 no. I'm going to pay for your grocery. I was like, what? You know, then a couple weeks later, I was in Dollar Tree. When I was in Walmart, but I had quite a bit of stuff. I had like $20, $30, and you know, you can get a little bit at Dollar Tree. The same thing happened as Blake said, and I needed to go out. And she says, "No, no, no, I'm paying for it." Like, I was like, and when I left, it was like God said, "Don't think that was an accident." You know, and look what items you had. They're food items. And he says, you're always giving away food. You're always, that's a concern that I put in you. That's the desire that you want to do for others. And he says, I'll put that desire in someone else's heart to take care of you. So twice, like within a month, a few weeks, that happened to me. God is so good. He's good. All right, Jeannie, so you be encouraged. God knows exactly what he's doing.
Good.
All right. You broke up on me a little bit. I didn't hear you.
I just said you have a wonderful night. Thank you.
All right. You too, Jeannie. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
God bless you.
Good night. All right. Bye. All right, let's see. Let's go to our next caller, 321-230. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Aunt Elise calling from New York.
Hi, Aunt Elise. I don't know what. Did you have a problem getting in tonight?
I didn't. I just called, and then I didn't just find.
Oh, okay, good, because I saw another call, and it dropped off, and I had not made plans to be on tonight. I was going to be out of town, but I made it back in time, and then I worked some. So that's right. Aunt Elise, who did you say? You're from New York, right?
Yes.
Hi. How's it going up there in New York?
It's going okay.
Okay. All right. Well, let's pray. All right. Well, thank you, Lord, for Aunt Elise. Thank you for the blessing of a strong, like, it's like I sense to say to you that, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't know if you feel like, you know, there are certain things that you don't feel that are strong in you, but I feel like the Lord wants to encourage you on the strength that he's already given you, that it's I see like a building, and you know it's a building that's built, you know, sturdy, and even though it has some flaws and it has some things, the foundation on which it was built is a strong foundation. And you know, even within the natural, you know, with buildings, you can go in and you can repair, you can do this and do that, and you can make it, you know, a lot stronger, or strengthen it from, you know, or rebuild. Because why? Because of the foundation that it's on. So I don't know, that just came out of me about the foundation. I saw this building, and, you know, it was like, even though there could be things going on, when it's built on a strong foundation, that those things can be redone, they can be strengthened, they can be you know, revamped. You know, like, you think about, I've heard people say, like, you know, that house has a good structure or a good foundation, so we can go in there and we can do this and we can do that to it because of what's in there that's already strengthened. So I don't know, I just feel led to say that to you, that to not question the strength of you, as long that you have, or what you feel like your weaknesses are, as long as you know it's built on a strong foundation. God has a way of going in there and doing whatever is necessary to correct the imperfections, because we're never going to be perfect here in this life. But God has a way of strengthening us and going in there and working on our flaws and working on this and working on that till it comes out looking like it you never thought it would look like. Why? Because the foundation was right. So Lord, I thank you that Antelise will understand that as long as the foundation is right, God has a way to go in there and strengthen. He has a way to rebuild and to make right because of the foundation. So we thank you tonight, Lord, as she leaned not to her own understanding, but in all her ways she will acknowledge you, and you will direct her, even in the things in her life, even the things that she doesn't even like about herself. You know, God, you have a way of making those things right. Beautiful. You have a way of making them beautiful. And so, Lord, we thank you for that tonight. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I received that. Thank you.
Amen. So how's it going?
It's going. What you were just speaking of, I don't know exactly what it was, but I do at times do feel like there's certain things like that I can work on, and the things that I try to work on, like I just need to stay consistent at. So
I understand.
I don't know.
Believe me.
So yeah, I'm like, oh, in 1 minute I'm okay and I'm consistent with what I'm doing, and then I'm kind of like falling off, and then I might beat myself up about it a little bit, but. I'm going to take in everything that you said.
Amen. Amen. Well, I mean, you know, we aren't perfect. And, you know, we know that he who we build our foundation, he is perfect. And as long as we have an understanding, and that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to just kind of, you know, just wallow and focus in on our imperfections and, you know, not because what we do when we do that, we kind of like it will stunt our growth, because while we are focusing on that, God wants us to grow in what he's giving us to develop in so that he can move us on to somewhere else. But no, the enemy wants us to stay stuck, focusing in on things and cause us not to grow in the things in the way that God wants us to, because we're so busy looking at the imperfections. But we know that none of us are perfect, you know, and we all fall short. And we just have to, and it's not easy because, of course, you know, I'm in the flesh. I know I've got imperfections. I know I've got things that I need to, you know, and that's what really gets people in, you know, in a place where they don't go forward in the things that God has called them to go forward into because the enemy constantly wants to remind them of their imperfections and the things that they are not doing the way that they believe or way they should be done. And so when you're always focusing on that, you can't go forward. You can't grow. You can't because, you know, but I, you know, it's just something that we all deal with. We just have to make up our mind that, you know, I've got to move forward. I've got to move past this.
Right.
And know that God is the one who will have to do the work. When we submit whatever we have to the Lord, you know, he will take care of it. He will, you know, make it right, as right as it can be here on this earth, you know. But, yeah, like I just saw. And then the building that I was looking at, it was like a kind of historical in a sense that it was old, but it was like, it was almost like God was saying, it's strength in that because it's weathered the storms. Even though it's been through things that have caused the imperfection, it's still standing. It's still standing. Even though there are things that the enemy may have thrown at you that were to bring you down, you didn't go down. You're still standing. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the strength of what God had put in you, even through the foundation, is going to cause that building, even in its imperfections and what it's gone through. It's weathered some storms. It's gone through things that if it had not been put together properly, it would have just fallen apart. So, you know, that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to focus in on the things that, you know, we are concerned about, and God wants to let you know we got to just give it to him and move on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And ask him to come in and do the complete work. And only God can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway, anything you want to share in particular?
Well, I was calling because I really wanted prayer about work. Well, I told you before that I have my own business, and well, like right now, like it's really slow. So I decided like to pick up a part-time job, but at this job, I don't know if I'm like okay with it. I don't know if it feels right or like I shouldn't be there. It's something else that I wanted to do part-time, but I've applied a few times. It hasn't like really came through. I've reached out to people that could possibly, well, I thought could possibly help me. I don't know. It kind of just didn't work out. I'm still like trying a little bit. I haven't like given up on that. And my business, for a little bit, I was kind of like discouraged. So I kind of stopped like working on stuff. And I don't know, I was really discouraged about it. And because it's slow right now, and like I'm having like financial issues. So I don't know. I started like trying to get back into like working on business things. And then I also thought it would be a good idea to, like, just maybe pick up a part-time job for now to help out with, you know, with bills and everything. But it's been, like, kind of rough. I have been, like, pushing through and then, like, trying not to really, like, worry because I know that won't help. And just trusting God that everything's going to be okay because he's gotten me through so much before in the past. I know he'll do it again. But I did just kind of want prayer about like this new job and the other job that I'm trying to get instead. I don't know. I mean, if it's for me and it's well, I understand that I'll have it, but I don't know. I just kind of feel a little strange about the new job that I just took on.
So you took this new job. Is it not working out for you? You don't feel comfortable with it?
It just started, but it's just been like, I don't know. I can't explain it. Like, I kind of don't know if that's what I should be doing right now or if I should give it a chance or what. I don't know. I can't really.
Well, Lord, we just ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask, Lord, that everything that you have for her, that she'll have access to, and anything that she doesn't need that you haven't set in place as a part of the will that you have for her life, that, you know, it just won't, it can't happen. Because I was just, you know, God has a way, you know, as Elisa, of just opening doors and shutting doors. He knows exactly what's good for us and what's not good for us. And as I was, you know, praying with Jeannie and we were talking about how, you know, not to be anxious for anything, you know, and how we just have to rest in him. And so, Lord, we just speak rest over her tonight. We just thank you, Lord, that you will give her peace and let her just rest in you. Rest in knowing that you are God and that you have a way of maneuvering and shifting and changing things, that it'll be exactly what you have for us. So, Lord, we pray that your will be done in her life, not her will, but your will. Lord, even as I was praying and reading the Lord's Prayer, where we were saying, you know, hallowed be thy name, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, your will be done. And so, God, we thank you that your will be done in her life. And no matter what comes or goes, you have a way of shifting and changing things for your glory. I have a friend, she recently, it was just so interesting what happened to her recently. She was at a job and, you know, it wasn't going really that great. And then she was discovering that some things were going on that she didn't really feel comfortable that were going on there. So, you know, in the natural, she was like, you know, she just felt the Lord say quit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was so funny because when she quit, you know, but it was, God had already set it up because he'd already given her access to another job or information on this other job when she just said, I can't take this anymore. I don't know what these people are doing here. I don't feel comfortable with this. So she just quit.
Mm-hmm.
And when she did, believe it or not, 2 weeks because of I don't know what happened, the next week the job shut down.
Wow.
And so she didn't know that, but she
mm-hmm.
just felt the Lord said, you know, and I'm not saying you're to quit, but I'm just saying
mm-hmm.
that's how God moves. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when we just trust him, when we rest in an assurance that he's going to take care of us, even if it doesn't look right in the natural, if we just, I know God will speak to us. He's spoken to me about so many things that, I mean, just, bam, do this. And I guess basically that's what
mm-hmm.
she was saying he said. And she just, you know, she had a piece about it. And within a week, that job that she was on shut down after she left.
Wow.
And so I'm just saying rest in God. Listen for his instructions. He knows
mm-hmm.
how to speak to his children. He knows what to say. You know, he's a, when I first came on tonight, that song, he's a good father. You know, we have to trust that he is the good father that he says that he is. He's not a liar. You know, we have to know that he's not going to tell us something that's not going to be of a benefit to us. So I do believe, Aunt Elise, that you will hear. So, Lord, we thank you that she will hear your voice. You say your sheep hear your voice. They know your voice. So, Lord, speak to her concerning the situation with this job. We thank you, Lord, for giving her instruction and direction and that she will have peace and no anxiety in regards to it. Because, God, we know we can trust you. We may not be able to trust ourselves, but we can trust you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, we thank you. As she rests in you and she trusts in you, that you will speak to her, that you will direct her, that you will show her exactly the next step, the next move, what to do, when to do it, how to do it. Because you're God and you're a good, good father. You're a good father. You provide. You're Jireh. You provide everything. So we thank you for it, God, and we look to you, and we look for the with expectation. We look with expectation that you're going to work it out because you do for those who love God and are called according to your perfect purpose. And God, we thank you. We look for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. I experienced that. Yeah, I experienced that this week. I was an earlier caller. I mean, God just shut everything down so he could let me experience his peace. I mean, I had a hotel I couldn't cancel. I didn't want to give those people a few a few hundred dollars. I didn't even know it was
mm-hmm.
going to be set up. I couldn't cancel, but it was like God was saying, you need to get away. And then found out when the guy processed, he says, well, you can't cancel this. I was like, what do you mean I can't cancel it? Suppose something happens and I can't go. He said, I'm sorry, ma'am, you can't cancel it. And I'm like,
what?
You know, then I found out, I said, oh, my gosh, I can't cancel this. There's going to be a thunderstorm up there for 3 days where I'm going to be sitting down in the rain. It didn't happen. It didn't rain one
what?
Drop. I didn't cancel
wow.
the hotel. The low pressure in the tires, oh, I can't get on the road, low pressure. Oh, I had to get new tires. God was saying, I'm protecting you. You would have never even checked those tires
mm-hmm.
had you not even said you were going somewhere. I mean, I saw his hand in my whole weekend. I drove 3.5 hours, the most peaceful drive I've ever had that I can remember, me driving 3.5 hours. Just rest. I mean, it was so, oh, my gosh. Just I knew it was God. I talked to him
mm-hmm.
the whole time. Had fellowship,
mm-hmm.
driving through the countryside, beautiful weather. You know, it's just like I was supposed to be storming. It was no storm. Right up until the time I was supposed to get on the road, it was supposed to be storming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, thunderstorms, rain. We didn't have any rain. But God set it up. And
mm-hmm.
he just said, I've got this for you. It was just, you know, so just trust God. Trust his process for you. And, Lord, we thank you that she's going to hear exactly what she needs to hear for the next step, the next move she needs to make. We just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father.
Amen.
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 All right. Well, it's good talking to you. I'm glad you were able to call in. I know I told a few people I wasn't going to come on, and then it was late telling Prophet Randy I was going to be able to make it. So I had a few
mm-hmm.
callers that came on. Thank God you were able to get on here tonight, and I could pray with you.
Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bless you. You're welcome.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we expect to hear a good report.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. You have a blessed week, and you enjoy, this holiday season is coming, and I just believe you're going to be blessed through it, and you have a great
one.
Thank
you. I appreciate it. You too.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Good night.
Amen. God is good. God is good. All right, so let's go to our next caller, and let's see who we have on the phone here. 734-672. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Angela Joy. This is Jennifer from Michigan.
Hey, Jennifer. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great.
Good.
I am doing great. It's, you know, it's just, it's just, I'm just amazed at God, you know. It just seems like he just never ceases to amaze me. It's it's just a wonderful feeling to know that, you know, there's this God that he is just as concerned about these little things, that we, you know, have an issue with as he does the big things. And to me, that's just, you know, so awesome. So anyway, let's pray for you, and then we'll talk a little bit. Father, we just thank you tonight for Jennifer calling in, and we thank you, Lord, that I just heard the word abundance, and then I heard rain. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the abundance of rain in her life to just not only just to saturate her with a newness, with a refreshing, but also, you know, rain comes to, like, wash away something, you know. When you have a real heavy downpour of rain, it'll wash things out. It'll just clear things out. You know, rain can be pretty powerful. And, Lord, we just thank you for the abundance of rain that will do the act of both for her, that it will wash some things out and it will refresh her. It'll be like a process, washing out, refreshing, washing out, refreshing, washing out, refreshing, all the things, all the residue that had tried to stay and stick, you know, on her. But thank you for the cleansing of the rain, of the residue, of the things of the past, the things that have tried to cling on that don't want to go off. We thank you for that cleansing and that's going on right now in the name of Jesus, that washing away and the refreshing of something new.
the refreshing of knowing it is clear, it is clean, it is fresh. By the Spirit of the Lord, we speak it. We thank you, Lord, it is being released even now in her life. You know, because when you have a refreshing and the rain has washed away things that have needed a place to grow because of the refreshing will come forth in abundance. So, Lord, we thank you for that tonight. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, of course. Oh, I know it's been a while since we've had talked to you, but I'm glad I was able to call in and talk to you for a few minutes.
Yeah, sure. So what's going on?
I started a new job in, like, ministry, I guess you would call it, like children's ministry. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm just, I guess I was just calling to maybe get some prayer about that because it's like building, I'm like building a children's ministry and it can be very challenging at times. To build something and work with all different kinds of, you know, volunteers and helpers and, so it's definitely challenging at times, but I know God's called me to help others and do ministry, but it's just, yeah, it is challenging, so I'm just asking.
Well, you know what? Well, I'm so glad to hear from you because it's like it's been a while. And so what's going – did you ever move? Well, obviously not. I guess you're still in Michigan, right?
Well, we are in Michigan, but we finally did buy a house. So God is good. He provided a way after a few years of trying, and finally he opened that door. And we still haven't moved in yet, but – we get to move in a week before Christmas. So.
Wow. Wow. That is so awesome.
Yeah,
it's so good to talk to you because, he is. And the thing of it is that, you know, I'm thinking about that word. You've been through a lot, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, you know, I wasn't even sure. I didn't even know who I was for. I know you said Jennifer, but somehow it didn't register because I was like, and now that I'm thinking about the word that came forth, it's like, wow. I don't know. There's another Jennifer that calls in, and she's in North Carolina, and you all kind of sound alike, too. So I wasn't really sure who I was talking
to. Gotcha.
But now that I'm thinking about that word that came, it was like, wow, you've been through a lot. It's like, because you had the thing with the sleep, and then it's like, you know, you've been going through, you know, you all were thinking about moving to the other part of the country, and
right,
it's been a lot. And I'm thinking, this is that Jennifer.
Yep. We've been through a lot, and I guess the Lord, you know, kind of told us to stay where we're at for now, and he finally opened the door for a home, and we're just so thankful and grateful that he came through. You know, he's never early, but he's always on time, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like, okay. And then I was thinking about you the other day, and wow, that's just really awesome. You're so right. We don't know what God is doing. We don't know. We don't know the timetable, but we know that he's doing something. And then for all that you've been through, oh my gosh, it's like, wow, I'm just thinking, you know, about, wow, God, is you're awesome. And now with this children's ministry, so is this like a new church or something?
Yeah, it's like a church launch, I guess they call it.
Right.
And so, yeah, they hired me on as the children's director, and so it's
awesome.
Yeah, I love doing it. It's fun. It's but it does come with a lot of stress. So, you know, just trying. Yeah.
But
just getting
it's
in the swing of things
for you. Yeah, it's for you. It's a good thing. You know, it's almost like out of all. I mean, right, I'm just thinking about this word. I'm thinking like all that you've been through. It's like this is the time that God is gonna. He's pouring out some things basically so you can pour into someone else's life, you know, and what better place could that be than in the, you know, in those who are young, you know, that you can impart something in them that, you know, because be honest with you, to be able to work with small children, you best have a refreshing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
that is so cool. It definitely.
Yeah, and so, wow, the house and everything. So you said you're going to be closing, like, right before Christmas?
So we already closed on the house, but we had to give them time, you know, after closing or whatever, because it's still kind of like a seller's market, I guess you'd call it, so.
Yeah,
we were the fifth offer on it. Like, there were a lot of offers on the house, so we kind of had to give them time to like make our offer look better, I guess. So
wow,
yeah.
This is amazing. I mean, because when you think about this house thing, that's been going on for over a year or so, right? Hasn't it?
Yeah, I think 3 years actually.
Yeah, I was thinking somewhere around 2 years, but 3, wow.
Yeah. Mhm.
But see how his timing is just so important.
Right. Yeah,
wow.
It is.
It's awesome. Yeah, because, I mean, I'm just kind of just, I don't know, I haven't talked to you in a while. I'm trying to just take it all in, like this thing that, yeah. I mean, it was just so much. I know, and wow. I mean, you're really like walking out a testimony of the faithfulness of how God has brought you through with all that you've gone through. I mean, you seem so relieved and so, I don't know, you seem refreshed. I'm hearing your voice, and it's like there's a newness. There's, I don't know, wow, it's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel, it's weird because it's like after all this stuff that happened, which I know was like a major attack.
Right.
It's like he kind of changed my mindset where I don't care as much about or worry. I guess the word would be worry as much. And so I just like he's just given me a peace that I can't really explain, so I just don't worry as much. And
awesome.
That has to be from him because I don't know where that came from. You know?
Well, of course it came from him. Yeah, I understand. Right. I mean, because it's like, wow. I mean, I can just feel it radiating from you, like this newness, this refreshing that you've experienced. I can just like feel it, you know, it's like that stuff is just, well, that's part of like what you said, like not worrying about it. You kind of just let that just slide away, just go away. You don't have time for that anymore. It's like that residue of that. That's kind of like what the word was, that residue that tried to stay on you and cause you to be anxious, to cause you to just not be able to be refreshed by the Lord. It had to be washed away.
so that you could be in this place that you're in right now, so that you could receive what God is doing now, this thing now, this thing, hey, this thing now. There's a now thing going on with you right now. I can just sense it. It's a now thing going on now, and it's because of what had to be washed off. That this thing that God is doing now is fresh, it's new, it's anointed. So, Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you that Jennifer is experiencing that thing that you have for her to experience you in this new place, in this new refreshing, in this new thing that you're doing, even in her life, in her career, in the things that you're causing her to put her hands on, that you might be glorified, that you would be, you would cause her to be set apart. Because even in any type of ministry, it's knowing that you've been set apart for this thing. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We bless her. We bless the work of her hand. And we thank you, Lord, for this new thing that you're doing in her, that she doesn't even have an idea of what you're doing. But it will come forth like the noonday sun. We call it forth. We believe for it. This thing is happening because of the refreshing of something new and fresh in her life. Something growing out of that, because the residue of what was clogging stuff up is moved, has moved. And God, we thank you for it. We thank you for this new place, this new day in her life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory
to you, Lord.
God. That's awesome. Awesome. Wow.
Yes, and I know you said, you know, when I was going through this, you kept saying that I would have a testimony someday, you know, but it would be a testimony.
Yes, and it's almost like it's radiating from you. I can just feel it. It's like radiating. Mm-hmm. And you can't even get that type of like that anointing, that presence, unless it's something fresh and new. You know what I mean? It everything is like when you clean your skin. I know it's kind of a weird analogy, but you know, like when you clean your skin and your pores are open, you know, and you know that freshness of that stuff that's been on your face is washed off, and then you radiate the glory, the cleanliness that's coming through because all of that stuff's been washed away. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know what was going on or what I was saying, but now that you're talking about that, it's like it just fits right in there. It just, wow.
I know. Wow. God is so good.
Yeah, and I mean, this is just like you've done a complete turnaround here.
Right, I know. And
wow.
I mean, of course, life is always stressful, right? No matter what we're doing.
I know.
Yeah, life is always stressful, but I guess it just doesn't affect you as much when you're living, you know, in the Lord's will and with Him and just trusting Him for everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what he's been speaking to me lately. I mean, for the last few weeks, it's like, okay, so are you ready to trust me? I mean, it's like,
right.
Just trust me, you know? Haven't I taken you out of places and situations that you just didn't even see a way out? Didn't I get you out? You know? Yeah, there's some big stuff ahead. There's some stuff that's raising its ugly little head and reminding you that it's still there. But you just got to trust me. You know, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
And
that's
where I'm at. I mean, I'm there. I'm there. And I think God, like I mentioned earlier, he wanted to just take me out of all of it recently, just this weekend, just let me know that I'm concerned about you having peace and resting, and I'm just going to do this for you. And he did. And I'm so thankful. And when we begin to trust him in the little things, we can know we can trust him in anything, you know, because he's concerned about everything that's concerned that we're concerned with. So, yeah, well, that is so awesome. So have you started the new job?
Yes, I've been doing it for 3 months now. And yeah, I'm just praying because I would say the church is not necessarily, you know, spirit filled, I would say.
Right.
So I'm kind of just praying. I'm like, Lord, you know, do you want me at this particular church or do you want me, you know, at a different church? I'm just kind of praying that he would just, you know, I mean, if he wants me here, you know, I'll do whatever he wants me to do. But
right.
I just, you know, it's hard when you want to be at a place where it's spirit-filled, right, or where, you know,
I understand.
The gifts and stuff. So.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I do understand.
Yeah,
and it can be a difficult place. But I have a friend, she is, you know, she's a spirit-filled believer, and she has, and because of her husband, who is not spirit-filled, he's a believer, and I believe he's, you know, a good Christian man, you know what I mean? He's you know, he believes in the Lord. He just doesn't, and it's very interesting. I look at their relationship because she's over a few things that, you know, we're out there. You know, she believes in, you know, just, I mean, she's just a spirit-filled believer who believes in everything that the Word says as far as the gifts of the Spirit and all of that, and he's not. And she's always been placed in places where the people are not quite there. You know what I mean? And she even said, you know, kind of like what you're saying is like, but for some reason, she just believes that God wants her, and she's had to deal with some stuff. By being in that environment, you know, around people who don't fully understand what, you know, what this thing is that God has given her to do. But somehow, and I do believe, and I believe she can say there are people that she's had an impact on their life because of that. But, you know, she's sitting there in the Baptist, you know, denomination, this church, that do not operate in that. And she's been there for years, and I can say sometimes she's said, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable, but she believes that that's where God has her. So,
right.
I don't know. And her husband, you know, they seem to be, you know, fine as far as just they've been married many, many years, and he's not a spirit-filled believer, but he honors what God does in and through her. I mean, it's just a very interesting situation, we don't know. God has a way of doing some things that may not make a whole lot of sense to us, but obviously it makes sense for him to use us to do it. So I don't know. I believe just pray and ask God how, you know, there could be a real reason, of course, for you to be in that type of environment and situation.
Yeah.
You know? Because it doesn't always look like what we expect it to look like either.
Right. So true.
Yeah. So. But God will direct you.
Yes. Yes, he will. Yep, I know he will. How are your grandkids doing?
Well, you can take a look on social media.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, I was going to tell you because I've got something on there. Part of what my weekend, you know, my weekend was I went away. I drove 3.5 hours and, you know, almost canceled out because it was supposed to be storming. And it was just a God thing. He set it up where I couldn't cancel unless I wanted to just give somebody a few $100s, you know. Because I didn't realize when I booked the hotel I wouldn't be able to cancel it. So as soon as I heard about the horrible weather that was supposed to happen over the weekend, I was ready to cancel. And then I realized I can't cancel. And then right up until I got on the road, it was basically a 100% chance of rain for 3 days. You know, I never experienced one drop, really any rain at all.
Wow.
And so it was like, isn't that amazing? I mean, I was like, and so we had a tournament, soccer tournament that they won state championship for. And for their bracket, 8 and under, and it was amazing. I mean, it was just amazing to get away and spend time with my family, and the weather was beautiful. I'm telling you, Jennifer, I drove 3 hours, 3.5 hours along the most beautiful countryside and was refreshed. I mean, I have never driven that far and not been kind of like tired, stressed. I mean, it was almost like I was just, I can't even explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And because there was no traffic involved, and I thought I was going to have to hit Atlanta traffic. I didn't really even have to get on the interstate. I just drove through the countryside, beautiful pasture land, horses, cows, beautiful homes, beautiful trees. You know, I'm just riding through this for 3.5 hours, and I got there feeling so refreshed. No rain for the 3 days that they say it was going to storm.
Wow.
And it was like God positioned me in a way where you're not going to cancel. You can't cancel. You know, he protected me by having, you know, me have to get the tires checked because I could have had a blowout around here. I mean, so it was like, it was just a God thing. And I came back feeling like, God, I saw you in so many ways this weekend, you know, just. So anyway, we won eight and under state champions for, you know, soccer. So it was so exciting to just be out there and enjoy. So I tell you, God is amazing. And the things that we wouldn't even think he would be concerned about, he's concerned about. And he wants, like, you know, everything that's concerning. And I know you know from your own experience and testimony over the last 3 years of what God has done and how you're at this place. It's, wow.
Yeah.
What do you think that was all about, Jennifer? I mean, do you have any perspective on that? Like, what was that all about? As far as what do you think God was doing through those years, these, you know, of the stuff that you were, you know, we were battling with? What was that? What do you think?
Like all the sleep issues and all that stuff that happened?
What do you think God was really trying to show you in that?
You know, I'm still trying to figure that out, as you know, and I think it's hard to see, but, you know, because I lost my dad, and that's kind of when
the years of
famine kind of started, I felt like, you know, and it's like, it was basically almost 7 years of famine, it felt like, because it's literally, I mean, it has been 7 years. I don't know why that happened. And I think losing my dad, I had so much traumatic experiences from that. And then my family, you know, all the inheritance thing, and, you know, my family stole mine and my brother's inheritance from my dad. And I think I was just so traumatized on the sleep. I just couldn't sleep. I think that's maybe what happened, just like kind of like a breakdown almost.
Right.
But I mean, I know that God, you know, I trusted him and I leaned on him even in the darkest, you know, hours of my life. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if it was God just saying, are you still going to serve me, or, you know, are you still going to love me when things are going wrong? Like, are you still going to trust me? And I almost think that, I don't want to say it was a test, because I know God turns everything around for our good, but, you know, I think it was just like the enemy was really attacking and God was like, no, trust me, I'm here, you know. And
Yes.
It's hard because I don't have answers for it. I don't know why. But I know that he was there and I know he brought me through it, you know, and that's,
yes,
that's all I can say is I know.
Yes.
I remember when I lost my dad, I had, it was before I lost my dad, I had a dream and the Lord. And then I remember that after I woke up, I had to make a promise to the Lord. Like I felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me and say, you know, he wanted me to say, trust me. And are you still going to serve me even if things don't turn out the way you thought they would? And so I had to confess right then and there. I said, Lord, I'm still going to serve you no matter what happens. And then my dad passed a month later. So, you know, it was kind of like he was like, you know, preparing me like all these things are going to happen. But I'm still here and I'm still God, but are you still going to serve me even when it's not going so well?
Right, definitely.
Yeah. I would say it's just a testimony of not giving up and not letting the enemy win, and just serving the Lord and trusting him, you know, because, you know, we all know that times are coming when it's probably going to be worse than it is now, right?
Oh.
And so...
Yes.
I mean, what are we going to do then? You know, are we going to trust him? Are we going to serve him? You know, I think it's just kind of like a, you know, I guess it's good to get to go there now with him because it's like, what's going to happen when things get really bad? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. And you're right. And I do believe that, you know, we go through things because we also will be able to see what we are made of when we go through this stuff. How, you know, God basically, he already knows, but, like, he wants us to know, like, what do I need to work on here? You know, it's going to be magnified, the things that we need to work on that we can be in that place with God. Because why? We're going to be able to see what we need to do. So, like, with you, you learned, and I have learned through some things, my trust really has to be built on nothing else but God. You know, I've got to learn to rest in him. I know with me, it's like my thing is just not being anxious about stuff. I got to rest. You know, and then I think, you know, sometimes I think I am resting. Well, I'm not really resting. And because situations and things happen, it shows me, was I really resting in God the way I thought I was, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it'll show us what we are dealing with and what we need to develop more in that relationship with God, because it'll pinpoint it, it'll spotlight it. And that's what the Lord has been speaking to me recently over the last few weeks. It's like, you know, you really are going to have to trust me. You really are going to have to be in that place. And I can say over the last month or so, I mean, I'm getting like with God, I'll wake up in the morning or he'll say, okay, this is it, do this. And I'm trusting that voice, like, okay, this is God speaking. And I'll move on it and then I'll see that was definitely God. And what I'm not, I'm really focusing in on the fact that I want your will before my will. I need your will. And so, like, I believe that's why my situation happened the way it did this weekend. It was because even though I was trying to buck against the will, it was like, Lord, you know, it was like, you've already released that. I'm going to be in control here. So what I shut down, I will shut down. What I will open, I will open. You've already said, this is the way it needs to be, and so I'm acting on it. And so here I am. I'm seeing the evidence of me saying your will, not mine, even though I'm acting like a little baby about some things, and I'm complaining. You know, I've already said, God, your will, and you're a covenant-keeping God. You're not breaking covenant. You know, I meant it in my heart when I said it. your will, not mine. So he's sticking to it. And he then I can look back and say, wow, it was your will. It supersedes my will, God. Supersedes
right.
Even when I'm not able to see, even when I'm ignorant to what's going on, supersedes my will to have your will come forth. Because your will is always the best way. There is no other way that will benefit me and bless me and give me what, except your will. If you got to shut stuff down for your will to come forth, shut it down. And that's what he did for me this weekend. I was bucking against the will. I wasn't going to go. It's going to rain. Oh, no, you don't want to lose that $300 you already kind of put out for that hotel. You're not going to be able to cancel it. I didn't even know the guy was going to do it. He was like, oh, it can't be canceled. What do you mean? And I got a little attitude. What do you mean? You didn't tell me that you couldn't cancel. Well, he said, ma'am, it's already in there. What do you want? Okay, so all right, shut me out. This is God's will, and it is his will.
Right.
So we have to say that, you know, and I know that that's the way I need to operate. Please, not my will, your will. You know?
Wow.
If I can't see what you see, I don't know what you know. You only know that. So when I'm acting like a little wimp, you know, and don't want to go through nothing, supersede what I'm saying. You know I'm speaking out of ignorance. I don't have the wisdom to understand. Supersede what I think is best for me.
Yeah.
That's the only that's the only way I can make it, because that's what might look right to me is not right. That's when we got to fall back and rest in God. We got to fall back into his plan. We've got to fall back into his place that he wants us to stay in so that he can lead and he can guide. Don't let me get ahead of you, God. Even when I think I'm not and I am, move me out of the way.
Right. Yeah.
I guess it sounds a little strange, but that's the way I feel like God has been basically dealing with me on this. It's like, I got to pray like that. Otherwise, I'll try to jump my little self up during the way and mess stuff up.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, I think we all do that, really. You know, our flesh gets in the way, and it's like, it's not easy, you know. But it's, like you said, it's just praying like his will be done in our lives, you know, not our will. And he will do it. He'll start doing it.
Well, we can't go wrong like that, can we?
No.
No, we can't.
Right.
I mean, I'd rather the right come out of this thing instead of me. You know, that's when pride, you know, gets a hold of somebody. When they just want to, what's that song? I used to tease somebody about it, because I'm not going to say, but I used to tease this person about it. And I would say, you want to do what that Frank Sinatra song says, I did it my way. Well, maybe your way is not the right way. You know, at least,
right.
I think part of the song goes something about, like, at least I did it my way. Well, that's a fool that wants to say, do it my way, and you know it's not going to work. That's pride.
Yeah.
That's pride. And what is that going to get you? You did it your way, and your way is the wrong way. God's way is the right way. What do you think? Where do you think the blessing is here? Your way or God's way? You know, but that's the mindset that some people take. You know, and I'm telling this individual, that's the mindset they had, is that, you know, at least I can say I did it my way. Who cares about your way if you're not going to get the benefit of a blessing from doing it your way? But, you know, that's pride.
Yeah, that's it pride. Is. It is.
You know, so.
And then it's a whole nother level when you – because when you pray, let your will be done, sometimes things happen that you don't want to happen, right?
Right.
So it's also, like you said, trusting God, knowing that even though you don't want this, he knows better than we know, and there's a reason for it.
It's a reason.
So,
and that's the hardest part right there is that
yeah.
when it doesn't even, you know, there's times that we'll do things, go through things, and it won't look right at that time. But when you look back
mm-hmm.
on it, you'll be like, that's why this went that way.
Right.
I couldn't see it then because some things that God will allow to happen, we won't understand it. Not until we've gone through it that we'll be able to look back and say, that's the reason God did it that way. He saw something I didn't see. He saw that person. He saw that situation. And had it gone another way, I wouldn't be here. Like, this situation wouldn't be the way it is, or the outcome wouldn't be the beneficial, you know, it's beneficial. But,
right.
of course, you couldn't see it right then. And then we'll move.
Exactly.
You know that, hey, you know, if I had done it this way, this wouldn't have happened. But then later on you'll see, wow, if it didn't had gone that other way that I thought was the right way, it would have been a totally different outcome. So God always
right.
knows. You know?
Yes.
He always knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we don't want to think, too, you know, when you think about Job, too, and, you know, all that he went through, you know, you could say, what was that? You know, what was that he went through, all the suffering, all the this, the that, and everything?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, he got double for the trouble.
Right.
God bless. But had Job had anything to do with it, and he, you know, it wouldn't have gone that way. But
mm-hmm.
God knew exactly what he was doing.
Right.
Anyway.
That's so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, he didn't understand, and, you know, he was like, Lord, why are you doing this to me? How could you do this
mm-hmm.
to me? How could you let this happen? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've been there so many times in my life, like, God, how could you do
yes.
this to me? How could you let this happen? And then, you know, to the end, I mean, he blesses you with double. I mean, the enemy was testing Job, right? He was like,
mm-hmm,
you know, let me take away everything, and he's not going to serve you after that. And that's like what
yeah,
I was
said, have you right.
talking about. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
like, he was
like,
yeah, have you considered my servant Job? Yeah, he asked
right.
if he had considered Job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because even
like,
God knew what was in Job.
Right. Yep. And he knows what we can handle, you know, and he knows that his faithful service, like he knows that we're still going to serve him even in the hard times and come
yes.
out on the other end and still say, no, God, you are faithful and you're
right.
my Lord.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what I feel like. I've been through some tough stuff, you know. I've been through some situations
yeah.
And I'm
mm-hmm.
sure that the enemy has gone before God and he's accused me, you know,
right.
of,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I know it's been nothing but God that has caused me and allowed me to just continue to just go. And I don't know, I'm expecting some things that I haven't seen yet come to pass, but
mm-hmm.
I'm holding on to the fact that God, it's the God who's not going to fail me. He's
mm-hmm.
he's not gonna walk away from me. He's not gonna
right.
turn his back on me. You know, he's
mm-hmm.
going to deliver me, and not just deliver me because I know he'll deliver me, but it'll be a deliverance that those who doubted the God that I serve, they will be able to see that he is faithful. You know, a lot of times
mm-hmm.
God will use us and allow things to happen to us because he's really giving a message to somebody like, she still trusted me, but look at the God, look at me. I'm the God she serves. Look what is happening now as a testimony of the God that she serves. Not so much about me, but about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, and we go through because of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a testimony unto him.
Right.
You know, so it really is. It's a testimony. you know, I was speaking earlier, you probably weren't on, but, you know, it was a situation where this person, I think they really saw that she is connected to this God that she was talking about, because I'm showing kindness, because it's not me, it's nothing I wanted to do or plan to do, but I'm going to show kindness to you, even though in the natural it would look like you wouldn't deserve it. But I'm going to show kindness to you. Why? Because it's the God in me. It's not me that would show the kindness, but it's the God in me that wants to show kindness to those who have done wrong to them, to me. You know, I'm going to show you kindness. It's not something I thought of that, okay, I'm going to go be kind to this person. No, no, because that's who I am. No, no. I mean, there are sometimes I want to slap you, but I'm not going to.
Right.
Because the God in me is not going to allow me to do that, because I'm going to let God rise to the front, and I'm going to let this flesh die. Because this flesh might want to just slap you across the face. You know, but I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm going to back up and let the God in me. Because there are some people you can't love in your own strength. You cannot, when you let God come to the forefront and work through you. Now, I was speaking earlier about this person who attacked somebody I care about when we were at a game.
Wow.
And, you know, so we were at a game this weekend. And so this person that basically had her daughter attack somebody I care about, I was sitting three seats down from her. But I showed the love of God. It wasn't me. It just, it just happened where I offered kindness to her. And she was taken aback. She just looked at me like, this is the woman that, but yeah, I'm about what I said I am about. Not because I'm trying to do it in my own flesh. I let the God in me rise up to show kindness to you. And I didn't even think about it, Jennifer, until I was on my way back and along the road, a 3.5-hour drive down the beautiful countryside, is like the Lord spoke to me and said, that was me. I set that up. That's why you had to be there this weekend. Not just so that I could give you rest, but that I could show myself to this person that there is a God that, you know, when my people are living and moving and having their very being in me, I will rise up in them, and I will display my kindness to you through them. And he said, and I wanted this person to see that, and I wanted you to experience it. Because in my own natural flesh, I mean, I did it before I even thought about it. I in my own natural flesh, I would have been like trying to get away 10 feet from her. I wouldn't, you know, but I, and then her daughter was sitting and I offered her a seat. Would you like to sit here? I have an extra seat. And she looked at me like, wow, I can't believe this. But I'm thinking, I just did that? I just did that? No, that was the God in me that did it. My flesh probably wouldn't have wanted to do that. I just did it without thinking, but the me, the flesh, would not have been wanting to give kindness to someone who basically put their hands on somebody I love. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so when we step back and we let God move forward, you know, that's how we're supposed to be, because we can't love people the way they need to be loved unless God rises up in us. And his love is coming through us. It's impossible. This old flesh is just, you know, it's a mess.
Yeah.
But when we let God come to the forefront in him, you know, in him we live and move and have our very being, he will show himself mighty as a testimony to who he is in someone's life who loves and trusts him. You know.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I experienced that this weekend, and I think God wanted me to. He really wanted me. It was several
It was a multifaceted trip that I experienced. So many things that God was just pointing out to me this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a God who can change situations. I'm a God who can, you know, when I have something and you've asked my will to be done instead of yours, I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna move on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just awesome. I mean, the thing is, just God is just awesome. If we could just rest in the fact that He's God, and that
right.
give Him full reign, man, we can see some things start to happen in our lives.
Yeah,
if we would
that's
just
so
move
true.
Out of the way. Yeah, we mm-hmm. just need to take a back seat. You know,
yeah.
of course, do the things we need to do, but other than that, we need to step back and let
yeah.
God come forth. That's
mm-hmm.
that's when we're really going to see a move of God.
Right.
You know, so
yeah.
anyway, I'll get off of that. But I'm just passionate about that because I've experienced that, you know, recently, and it's just so real, and I know He's been talking to me about it.
Yeah.
Step back, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, that's,
he's
a
our
good,
defense.
That's a good word.
Yeah, and He's our provider. He's our defense. He's our protector. He's everything that we need.
Right.
Everything. He's your
yes.
peace, Jennifer. You've experienced that. He's your peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you
yes,
can testify.
Is.
But what? How did I get this peace? You know how you got
mm-hmm.
it. It's by resting in Him. It's His peace that He's given you that you've been able to come through this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So many areas
yeah.
of your life.
Yep, it's so true. Without His peace,
yeah.
we can't do anything.
No, we can't.
Yeah.
No, because that's the whole thing. The enemy wants us anxious. He wants us fearful. He wants us. That's why that one word was coming up to me last week, fretting. I can't submit to fretting. Fretting
right.
shows you are not trusting God. Don't
mm-hmm.
fret. You know? And I
yeah.
had gotten to a point where I was fretting about stuff because, I mean, it's bigger than my pocketbook. It's bigger than my wallet, my bank account.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I hear the Lord saying, don't fret. Don't fret.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You can't afford to
yeah.
fret.
Exactly.
You can't
yep.
handle it. You know, you don't
That's
have
right.
it. I do. He has it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can't afford to fret.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's so true. And God is faithful. And just like you saw this weekend, He always comes through. He always comes
he
through
always
when you need Him.
Through. Yes, He does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, He does.
Yep. Yep.
Well, it's been so
oh,
good
God
talking
good.
To you. Yeah, and I'm so glad
yeah.
about, you know, I'm happy about what's going on with you. That's just so awesome. You know, because it's just like a living testimony of, you know, how He will stay faithful to us and bring
mm-hmm.
us through.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. And I know He's going to do it for you, and He's going to do it for all His people. He always does.
Yeah. Yes, He does. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, I can just hear it in your voice, and it's just awesome. I mean, it's just awesome. It's like
aww.
Such a newness.
Yeah.
So how's your family? How is just it's Josiah, right?
Mm-hmm. Growing up, you know, he's starting to get a little, you know, when they start getting older, and
I
don't know.
How
I guess
seven?
Attitude is that.
Yeah.
yeah. Attitude,
yeah.
I guess. Just getting older.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I understand.
Yeah.
He's 7 years old, right?
Right.
yeah.
yeah.
I have,
so
yeah, the grandson that we went to you know, that I went to this weekend. He's 7, and I told him just the other week, I was like, you and that little mouth. I was like,
Right.
So, and I said, did your teacher tell you you kind of smart at the mouth? He's like, yes. I was like, you better stop it. You're not going to be smart with me. Sit your little self down
right
there. They're a little scared of me because, I'm a disciplinarian, so they're a little like, they don't play with me. You know, you play with your
right
mom, you're not playing with me.
Right.
I, listen,
exactly.
You can play with that other grandma, but you're not playing with me. And I was like,
yeah,
I better not hear anything about that going on at school. Do you understand me? He's like, yeah, Nana.
Well, that's good, though.
Yeah, yeah, you can play with them, but you're not playing with me. So,
right.
And you better sit down in that school. I better not hear about any more unhappy faces being sent home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
His mom didn't really
yeah
talk to him like that.
Yeah, it's a hard age. But
yeah, it
you
is.
Know.
You know, well, almost every, just wait.
Yeah, can't wait for the teenage
seven
years.
Just wait until he's like getting ready, those adolescents, the later years when they are getting ready to be preteens and all of that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. That'll be
yeah,
a
that's
fun,
a whole,
fun time.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so anyway. All right, Jennifer,
yeah,
well, I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, it was great talking to you, and I'll try to call in more often. I've been meaning to call in and talk to you for a while, so glad I was able to talk to you tonight.
Yeah, so all right. Well, stay warm up there in Michigan. I talked to a few people that I work with my job, and they were saying it wasn't too bad, but I guess you'll be getting some cold weather, really cold weather soon.
Yes. Yep, we sure will. It's already pretty cold here, but not looking forward to it. I wish I was down there, actually, in the warm weather.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, it was 30 the last few days. It's gotten warmer. Like, over the weekend, it got warmer. But, yeah, we had some 30s at the, you know, 30s at night, and it was highs around, you know, high 50s and low 60s. So that's perfect weather for me, though. I can't deal with all that other stuff. That snow, oh, my gosh.
Right.
I like to see it, but I don't think I'd want to live in it.
Yes.
I'll let y'all keep that.
Yeah. Yep, it's
all right, well, be blessed.
Yes, you too.
Sorry.
It was great talking with you.
Yeah, great talking with you, and I hope we'll be talking again soon. Looking for some exciting news to come forth. So you have a great week and enjoy that new position.
Thank you. Yeah, you have a great week too, and I'm looking forward to the day when we'll hear those things come in the past that the Lord's promised
Amen
you. So,
Amen. I'm believing.
Yep.
All right, girl. Be blessed. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Be blessed. Talk to you soon.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. God's doing something. Yes, he is. All right. Let's see. Let's go here to 251-229. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Yes, Prophetess Angela Joy. This is Sarah from Alabama.
Hi, Sarah. I thought that was you. Yeah, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I am doing good. You know, I am. I really am. I just thank God for, you know, I just thank him for being God, for remembering me, you know, so it's just awesome. So let's pray for you. Father, we just thank you tonight for Sarah. We thank you, Lord, that she is in that place that you purposed for her, for her life, God. And no matter how deep the sea or high the heavens get, your eye's on her, and she's remembered by you. She's remembered by you. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that
no matter what it looks like or what she's dealing with, have Sarah always know she is in your thoughts and she is in your plans, and she is remembered by you. She's remembered by you, no matter high or how deep or what she's going through. It's not a place that she can get away from you. There's not a place that she can be separated from you. There's not a place, nor height, nor depth, nor anything that could keep her away from the love of God. He loves you, Sarah. And it's like I just feel this thing to say to you that it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter where you would be. God would find you. God will find you, and he will show his love toward you. And that his love will wrap you and will comfort you and will cause you to be in security, because there is no place that you can go that God will not show love or know that you love, that he loves you. And so rest in that. Rest in the fact that God is your security. God is your hope. God is your everything. You can't get away from the love of God. And so, Lord, we thank you as she finds peace in that. She finds security in that. She finds hope and all that she needs in that, that she can't get away from the love of God. It doesn't matter how high, how deep, how wide, you won't be able to depart or detach unless you choose to. You won't be able to get away from the love of God. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. For Sarah, we thank you for you blanketing her, like a blanket on her, of your love and her and your peace for her. As you cover her, there's no place that you won't be able to reach her, that you won't show her your love. We just give you the glory for that, in Jesus' name, amen. So how's it going, Sarah?
Well, it's going just like the word of God told you to say to me, and if you've been using you as his spiritual mouthpiece. I feel that. I feel it. And, you know, the reason why I feel it is because if I'm not doing something right, I can feel his presence leave me. It's just that
praise
deep.
God.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just that deep. It's just that deep. And
wow.
I can feel how is it that when you're doing something you're not supposed to do rather than doing something you are, that, you know, that's okay. It is the
right.
It's not the anointing, but anyway, I can feel his presence, in essence, is what I'm trying to say. And I can feel his presence all around me, and it's all around other people. I could just feel it, and I'm just so excited about that because I love him, love him, love him, love him. And I don't want him to let me go as well as me letting him go. Because
mm-hmm.
it's always, you're going to always need the love of God. You're always going to want his presence to be around you, for his protection around you,
mm-hmm.
for his guidance around you, and for his love around you. You're always, I'm going to always need it.
No, it was like, you know, I just saw the heights of the heavens, you know, the heavens, and I saw no end to it, and like, you know, to the depths of the sea. No matter how deep, no how wide, you know, all-encompassing, it's like that's how the love of God is. Of course, there's a scripture that speaks of that, about the heights and the depths of, you know, the love of God. And but it was like I could actually see a visual of that in your life. Like,
you know, God's love for you. Just letting you know that you can't get away from his love. You know, if you choose to, that'll be on you. But as far as God's love for you, you know, there will be no getting away from that, because he can never stop loving us. He won't stop loving you because, of course, he sees, you know, the heart, your heart. He sees the desires. He just wants to let you know you can rest in that. You can rest in his love, because it's all encompassing, and it will cover you. So I don't know, I was just feeling that for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, God wants us to know, you know, he really wants us to know that, you know, and he knows what we need at the time that we need it. You know, it's like, you know, certain things can be said at certain times and it won't really have an effect as much as it's when you know that's what you need to hear from God. And so anyway, I don't know. I just sense it's something you just needed to understand about his love for you tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can feel that, because, you know, I don't know how others are doing, but I know, like, if I'm doing something that's not right or not according to the word of God, I can feel his presence actually leave. But when his presence is there, I can feel it all around me. So, and I'm sure it's all around others as well, but I'm just excited on the word of God, because his anointing lives. His anointing lives forevermore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm too excited about that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, God, like I said, God knows what we need when we need it, you know. So it's, I don't know. I mean, it's like he knows, you know, he knew what I needed. This weekend, I mean, I thought I knew what I needed, but God let me know through what I experienced this weekend that he knew better for me than I thought I knew for myself. And, you know, that's what I was speaking to Jennifer earlier about, is that I've just given God, like, the permission to say, like, you know, he's God anyway, but I mean, I've stepping back, God, even though I might think that I know what is best for me. I know you always know what is, you know, the best for me. And so, Lord, if I'm making a decision that I think in my own carnal mind and my way of thinking that that's best for me, surely you know whether it's best for me or not. So if you know, then I'm giving you, like, God, I'm letting you know, I'm just move me out of the way and do what you got to do. Because what I might think is best for me may not be the best thing for me. So I'm giving you the permission, because, you know, we can be stout against the will of God. I don't want to do that, you know. And people do that all the time. They want their will over the will of God. I know somebody right now that basically I feel they're just walking in disobedience, even though they know what God has said. God has sent information. He sent instructions. But they have chosen, like I was telling Jennifer, you know, said this song that was out by Frank Sinatra. Well, in part of it says, well, at least I did it my way. Well, I don't want my way. I want your way, God. Because pride is in doing it. Ah, well, at least I did it my way. If I fail, if I, I don't know all the lyrics to the song, but it's basically like, if this happens and that happens and whatever happens, at least I did it my way. Well, I don't want that. That's foolishness to me. That's a fool. Uh-huh. Well, I don't care if it happens this way. At least I can say it. I did it my way. Well, no, God. I don't want to fall into that. If you know that my way or way I'm thinking is not the best way, then shut that thing down and let your way come forth. Because I want it your way, your will, not mine. I don't have pride to the point where I feel like, oh, I just got to have it my way. I know somebody right now that's actually acting that way. It's just because they can say, well, I did it my way, or I'm the only one hearing here. You know, really?
Yeah.
You know, that's awful. So... I mean, I don't want any other way except for God's way. And God has got to shut down my plans so that my plans will not be successful, so that your plans can go forth. God, I give it to you. You shut it down, because I know you always know what's best for me. Close the doors that have gone over the last few months that I know that, you know, God has shut the door on. It didn't look right in the natural, but I know that after I looked at it, I was like, yeah, that was you, God, because you know exactly what you're doing. You know what's up the road. I don't. So we live our life in that manner. We can expect some things to happen and manifest that are going to be a blessing to us because we didn't do it our way. We let God have his way. And that's what I want. So anyway.
That's what I want. Shut me down, exactly. And come and, you know, and do it your way. Have your way. Because while I'm walking or driving into a brick wall, you know, I don't want that. I just want him to bag it up and say, Sarah, I'll have this, and you need to sit down. I'm going to do it for you, and I'm going to continue to drive, and you just sit down and let him have his way.
Yep, and you know what? Some people are just in deception. You know, the enemy has deceived them to the point where they don't even see that the enemy's all involved. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's amazing. You know, the enemy gets into stuff, and, you know, people have opened the door, you know, and, you know, pride, of course, you know. That's one of the things that the enemy is known for, because he was prideful and boasted himself against God, and that's why he got kicked out of heaven, you know.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So... and I'm excited on the Word of God tonight, because I can feel like, you know, when, you know, maybe you're doing something that's a no-no, and I don't know about anybody else, but I can feel him saying no, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then his presence was slowly, I can feel when his hand is slowly leaving, but then when I say, Lord, I'm so sorry, have your way, it comes back. You know, you can feel the love of God hug your body, you know, or just give you that sense of peace. Yeah, in other words, give you that sense of peace that he's there.
Yeah.
So that's, you can feel it.
Definitely. I mean, and, you know, there's such... You know, it's such a wonderful feeling to know that, you know, you have, or you can sense that type of love, you know, the love of God, you know. Hold on, what's that scripture? Let me find it here. Kind of the one I was hanging on. But, yeah, I mean, we really, we can learn so much from just by submitting and just getting away from always wanting to have our way, you know.
Yeah. And you can get the unction in your heart. He gives you that, that it's a no-no. He gives you that.
Now?
So, well, you get, he gives you, what do they call it, when it's, well, no, he gives you the unction in your heart to whereas you know that, hey,
mm-hmm.
I know this is not right. And you can feel the love of God around you. When you know his presence is near, he gives you a big hug, and I can feel it, you know, and
oh.
I know others can feel it too. Yeah. So,
yeah, I know you do have that. I mean, and sometimes God can speak to you, and you know exactly, you know it's him. Well, that's what the word says. We are to know his voice. We're his sheep, but... I mean, there are times when I know I've heard something from God, and I know it was God. You know, I know without a shadow of a doubt it was God. And just taking that step, you know, to that, when I hear the instruction, and then just seeing the manifestation of what happened from being obedient and knowing his voice. You know, it's just, you see the manifestation of what God has said come forth, and then you know you followed through, and you know it was God who spoke. Yeah.
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 Exactly.
So, yep. So, anyway, that's where I just kind of see you in that place with God, you know, and he wants you to just kind of know that he has this great love for you, and it's mutual. You know, he knows what we need, and he knows what we desire, and so, like, that's what God does. That's who God is. He is love.
Yeah, he is love. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. He is love, and he wants us to walk in. In love, and you know, he wants us to walk in love, forgiveness, and all the fruits of the Spirit. He wants us to walk in, you know.
Yep.
So that's exactly what he wants. Amen.
Yep. So what's been going on?
Well, I've been feeling pretty good, and I've been walking, reading the Word out. A little bit. I've kind of been doing something that, and I need to kind of like back off of it because when I look at YouTube, I actually look at spiritual things like NDEs, life
mm-hmm.
after death experiences, you know, life after death experiences. But I need to kind of, I mean, it's good to watch it, but it's good to kind of, read the word and balance it out, you know.
Yeah.
While you're doing
testimonies of people, are you talking about testimonies? People talking about, okay. Yeah, well, I tell you, it's so much out there that, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people lately, they're talking about, you know, their experiences in that. So anyway, oh, here's the scripture that I was looking for that I felt like well up in me with when I was sharing that with you. And, it's in Romans. It's Romans 8:39. It says, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So that's kind of like what I was seeing when I was talking to you. And I was like, you can't get away from the love of God, Sarah. And that's in Romans. Let's see if I can go to the beginning part. I don't know why this thing is looking this way. But anyway, it's Romans 8:39. You know, who can separate us from the love of God? You know, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation. And I had put that, actually, I was looking for it in in the King James, but then I brought it up in the NIV. So that's Romans 8. Let's go to Romans 8:38, see what it says. 8. Yeah, that, you know, that is a scripture. I mean, if we could just grab hold of that. To me, that just speaks so abundantly of God's love for us. We can't get away from it. Yeah, it starts in, it won't give me the whole thing. I don't know why on this. There it is. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm going to just read the whole thing to you. And as I we're talking about how, you know, we just have to die to ourselves. I talked some about that tonight. Is, you know, we die to ourselves because we want to let Christ rise up in us, you know, that he be forefront, not us. So we die to ourselves. So here it is in Romans, starting with Romans 8, 30. Let's start with 30. Let's start with Romans 8, 31. Basically, it's talking about in that section of Romans about us being conquerors. So how do we become conquerors? It's because we can't conquer anything in our own strength. We conquer it by Christ living in us. He is the conqueror. He's the one who is in the forefront. He's the one who's who is victorious, who's made us victorious. We didn't make ourselves victorious. So if we can get a better understanding is that if we can always keep Christ in the forefront, we are victors. And so Romans 8:31 says, what then shall we say to these things? Or this is the NIV. I'll read the NIV. So what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and also is interceding for us. Why? Because he loved us. For who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, smaller kid. All right, so who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. I got small. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither present nor the future, not any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, our Lord. So it was like while I was talking to you, mm-hmm. I just felt that those scriptures for you, that no matter what, there's nothing that can separate you, Sarah, from the love of God. And if you're not trying to separate yourself, he's not going to separate himself you know, from loving you, you know. So I don't know, that just came on strong with me when you came on the phone. I just couldn't get it. You know, I just saw heights and I saw depths and I saw widths that were so a part of God's love for you. So anyway, I just had to find
thank
it.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Lord.
Yeah.
I can see it. It's like, yeah, I was like, I just knew. It was like something, I feel like the Lord just wanted you to understand that. You know, even take that scripture and just anytime you feel like, you know, you've gone something or somewhere south, you know, from where God would want you, you know, just remind yourself with the word that, you know, God is not separating himself from me. You know, sin separates us. But then we have an advocate, Jesus, who's always, he's interceding for us. And we get it right, you know, by making sure we, you know, repent or whatever it is that we feel like, you know. And but I think that scripture just basically came to you tonight just to let you understand with even a greater understanding of how much he loves you. It is, you know, how much he loves you. So anyway.
Well, Prophet Evangel Joy, like when you're taking communion, okay, I have a question. If you've done something that, like, maybe, I guess you want to say, use that language or something at one time, with communion, is it still okay to take communion even though maybe you're like, well, I haven't been on my best behavior or, you know, I just don't feel that I have with the Lord? Can you still take communion? Or is it something that you would say, let me get some things straight first?
Well, I mean, you ask for forgiveness, you repent with a sincere heart, and you ask God, because the whole point of communion is to be in fellowship and relationship with the Father. I mean, that's what the communion is about. I think I heard Prophet Randy speak on that before about, you know, you don't just blatantly go and, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to go in here and take communion. Well, you know, no. But, of course, none of us, I believe, are living a, per se, sinless life, per se, or we're not making any mistakes ever. So if that was the case, none of us would be able to take communion, right? But what we do is we go to the Father, we ask for forgiveness, we repent. And, of course, the enemy's going through there accusing us of not being in that place where we can be blessed through the communion. He doesn't want us to be. But we have to know in our heart, are we sincere about this situation as far as repenting and getting it right before the Lord? And basically, that's what you do. Because if it was the enemy's way, he would not have us ever wanting to get in that place with God or not being a part of communion, because he will always be coming before us saying, you did this and you did that and da-da-da-da-da. But what we do is we ask God's forgiveness, and we try with the best that we can to understand that God accepts that when he knows our heart and that we are actually trying to do the right thing to get it right. I believe that's all that we can do before we do communion. I don't think we just blatantly walk up, you know, I'm taking communion, I've been out here doing this and that. But when God sees that your heart is right before him and you have a desire and you repent it, it's basically the enemy accusing you if you've done those things, saying you're not worthy of communion. I mean, who would be, you know? So, I know Prophet Randy, he's spoken on the, because, you know, he does that, you know, the blood of the doorpost, of course, he's back to doing that on video on Thursday nights. And then we do, you know, communion, and I don't always make it because I'm always usually working during that time, or he's already done it before I get off work. But, yeah, I mean, we ask God to cleanse us of that, and we take communion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
yes,
what we
I
do.
Yes, I had a friend, and I asked her to join the prayer line, but in the prophetic prayer line, but I had a friend that was kind of wondering about that, you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, of course, that's between, you know, her and the Father, and of course he knows her heart, whether or not she really wants to get this thing right. But I believe when she goes with a pure heart and with the understanding that she needs to repent and get it right, then, you know, that's the way it is. You know, that's all that the Lord is asking, you know. And we leave there with the mindset that I'm going to do this thing differently, you know. I'm telling you, this walk, that's why Jesus came. He lived, he died. And I, you know, I was talking to the Lord about that the other day. I was like, you know what? I said, you know, Jesus didn't have any sin, you know, so they, you know, the enemy, there was nothing he could do with him, per se. I said, but, you know, we have sin. We were born into sin. We didn't even have a choice about the sin. We came in the world with sin. The Word of God says we did. Jesus didn't come exactly the way we came. As far as having, he didn't have any sin, you know, and he didn't contaminate himself with sin. But we came in the world with sin.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come in the world with sin. We did. That's why he was able to take our place, because there was no sin in him, you know. And I said, God, you know, I know that Jesus came so basically he would take our sins, but he also came that he could get an understanding and have compassion for what we go through. And he didn't have any sin, though, but he has, because he came in human form, he got to experience what it was like to know the battles that we deal with in human form, yet and still he was God. In the flesh, there was no sin in him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sin in us. I mean, we were born in sin. Jesus wasn't born in sin. He just came for understanding of having to be able to understand what we go through because of sin, that what we battle with. You know, I even laughed at, you know, the part where the enemy, the devil takes him up and shows him the kingdoms of the world, and I can do this and I'm doing that. And I'm thinking to myself, he already has the kingdom. There's something you can't tempt him with something he already owns.
Yeah.
I was thinking, how stupid of the devil. I was thinking that one day. I was like, how stupid to me. That sounds for him to come and tempt Jesus with something he already owns. I mean, that just was like, I don't know, maybe I'm just looking at it different. Maybe other people didn't look at it like that. But I looked at it like, you know, it was like, that just was ludicrous. Why would you want to try to tempt Jesus with something that already belongs to him? Even though, you know, you've fallen and you become this prince of the world and all that, but his Father made this. You know, well, what do you have to offer him? Nothing. I just went way out there with that one. But yeah, I thought about that one time. I thought about it several times. I just thought that scripture really just kind of stood out for me. Yes, I know that because of the fall of man, God, you know, God gave Satan legal access, you know, but Satan, God made it, you know, regardless. It's still God, you know, even though you have some access here and some legal stuff going on up in here, but it still belongs. I mean, I just thought it was crazy for him to try to tempt Jesus with that. Because first of all, there was no sin in Jesus. So, you know, what do you got to offer him that, you know, it was just, I shouldn't think so hard about that, should I?
No, because the adversary, he has to get permission from God to do things before he does them. So he's just a little mouse trying to see what he can do. He's trying to say, look, I'll give you this, and the Lord is like, sit down.
What?
I mean, you
what
are just crazy.
I'm thinking, I don't know if Jesus was thinking that, but I'm thinking to myself, you know, like, you're going to tempt me? What? What are you talking about? You know,
well, the Lord said, I'm going to prepare a place. So that prepared, he's already owned a cattle of 1,000 hills and everything.
Right.
So,
and everything.
When he says, I'm going to prepare a place, that's the unimaginable that we're going to taste. We're going to be in the heavens. So the adversary, he can't come. I mean, he's trying to tempt God and say, hey, you can have this. And the Lord is
boy, that scripture just kind of throws me like, what? Why would you, what? It doesn't even make any sense to me. Like, what? Why would Jesus even fall for that? I mean, oh, my gosh. I don't know. Maybe somebody, some theologian out there can explain to me why they think Satan would think that he has something to offer the creator, you know, of, you know, what? I mean, it's like, huh? Maybe some theological Jesus, an explanation for that, because I never was able to grab hold of what the enemy was trying to do there, because to me it didn't make any sense. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, Sarah, anybody out there listening, you want to give me your, you know, expound on that particular one, because I never really truly got what the devil thought he could do there. I missed it. Not with Jesus. He might have been able to do it with some other folks. But Jesus? That's a little odd. Do you really know? Do you? And I know you do know, but, man, I mean, you didn't really know who Jesus was. If you think you could offer him that. Really? You could try something else, but that? Anyway. All right, good.
I'm curious.
I've always looked at that like that. Like, what's up with that?
Yeah, he was trying to tempt the Lord. He was trying to tempt the Lord to fall down from his reign.
I know. Yeah, I know. But with what? I mean, he's God. It just doesn't make sense to me. I was like, there's the devil. I mean, like, what? He's God. He's not even man. He doesn't even have sin in him that would cause him to fall for something that he doesn't even have sin in him about. I don't know. I'm sorry.
He was trying to tempt the Lord to fall from his reign. Like, I'm going to tempt you.
Yeah, but
he's the adversary. How can you tempt me when I'm going to prepare a place that you can't even come, that you can't even imagine, that's full of diamonds and whatever, that diamonds and everything, every jewel that you can imagine that covers heaven's floors. How can you sit and imagine that when I'm going to prepare a place that has the roads made of gold? You can't come. You've already fallen. You're a defeated foe. So how can you say that you're going to prepare this for me? He wanted him to fall from his reign.
I just can't imagine how Jesus would even want to be, even could be tempted with that. It's just beyond my understanding. So, anyway. All right, well, Sarah,
yes.
I'm glad you got that out there.
All
right.
Well, I had
go ahead. Yeah, you got a prayer request?
But yes, I have a prayer request. And it was another YouTuber. Well, he's not a YouTuber, but he had an NDE, which is a near-death experience. And he passed away. And the Lord, he showed him the heavens and everything. But when he came back, the Lord said, I want you to go and do my work, you know. And so the Lord let him come back to earth. He says, no, I don't want to come back to earth because the Lord, he has so many things in heaven that's unimaginable. So the adversary was just trying to tempt the Lord to fall from his reign. So it's like, if you do this, you can have this. And the Lord's like, no, I'm going to prepare a place that you cannot come. That's the heaven.
No. I don't know. I just never really got a clear understanding of what the enemy thought he had in his, you know, his little pouch to offer Jesus. It just never, I don't know.
I mean, it was just ludicrous to me. I mean, I just find that to be just ludicrous. I mean, for you to tempt God. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah. You know, what can I say? I mean, maybe I'm missing something with that scripture. Maybe there's something that I don't know about. Like I said, I invite theologians to get me to give a better understanding of why the enemy thought he could tempt Jesus with something that, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, but does the devil make sense? No, not really. So.
No, because he has to get permission from God to do things like with Job. He's like, hey, can I, you know, he has, and that lets me know that he has to get permission from God. Like, can I go ahead and do so-and-so, mess with Job,
or,
you know, see, can I do, he had to get permission.
Well, in the word, I mean, it speaks of him going before God, you know, like he went before God for, you know, Job, you know, and Job, well, from what the word says, he was blameless. He was, you know, so I don't know. That just gets really deep. But his reign is about over, and Jesus is coming back. And when I was away, I listened to the Bible scriptures, Daniel 8. I told my son to read it, and it talks about in Daniel chapter 8, it came up with my daily reading, was it Saturday? Yeah, about, you know, how it's talking about 2,300 years, and the end will come. That's what it says in Daniel chapter 8. And I was telling him, and he was like, 2,300 years? I was like, yeah, that's what it says here in Daniel. That's when we can expect, you know, the end to come. Of course, we don't know the day or the hour, but it says 2,300 years. So, you know, we know Christ has been dead, you know, and risen from the dead over 2,000 years ago. So I said, God, you know, this is when the Lord showed Daniel this vision. And he says, I've got another vision to show you. He's shown him visions about King Darius, Nebuchadnezzar, and all of that stuff. And now he was at this point where he was showing him visions of the last days. And he said 2,300 years. You know, we don't know the day or the hour, but in Scripture it says 2,300 years. So the end is coming, and then he began to expound. I'm going to go back and read it. But, yeah, it's right there, and I read through it before. I never paid any attention, but, you know, it says right there in Scripture, you know, 2,300 years. That's it, and the end will come. He talked about the Antichrist and that, you know, this person would raise up and, you know, speak of the peace and this and that. So it's in Daniel. I'm going to go back and read it again. But, yeah, we're there. We're coming right on that. You know, Israel has been at war, and, you know, things that are unimaginable are happening in the earth. You know, so the signs are there, and it's telling us right there. But anyway, I was telling my son about it. I was like, see, you need to know the Bible. You need to know the Word of God and know that he's coming back, and he's coming back for his people. those who have trusted him, those who love him, those who have given their lives to him and want to live, you know, the way he was supposed to. So it's there for us to see. All right. Well, Sarah, it looks like the phone's going to cut us off. I do have one more caller. But so let's pray. What was you wanted me to pray about? What was that again?
Well, my daughter, that she, they just honor her footsteps for the Lord to keep her with, you know, bring her more and just salvation, just for her salvation.
Amen. Amen. Well, I've got a few, we're praying the same thing. So, Father God, we just thank you for Leah. We thank you, Lord, that you will show yourself to her, that you are God, and that, you know, I think I said a word about something in regards to her before. They're like a drawing, like God drawing her. So, Lord, I'm just believing that you're going to place people around her. You're going to allow situations to happen that are going to draw her to you. It's going to be a drawing. And so, Lord, we thank you that even though it might seem that, you know, she's going in a direction that she doesn't need to go in, it doesn't mean that you're not able to show up where she is and direct her on the path that she needs to go. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that you will place people in her path. We thank you, Lord, that you'll use situations that she becomes involved with to show her that you are God and you're not going to ever change and that you're the way when it seems to be no way. You are the way, the truth, and the life, and she can't get away from that. That has been put in her since she was small. She knows that there is a God and that he is real. So, Lord, we bring her to you tonight, and we ask that that be activated in her again, that wherever she goes, she will be reminded that this is God. This is the way that she's to go, that you will place people and things in her path along the way that will direct her and show her this is the way you need to go. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you are a faithful God and you're faithful to those who serve you. We thank you for your faithfulness to Sarah. And, Lord, even as you deal with Leah, Lord, you'll be showing Sarah some things that she can speak and release over her life, that she can see the manifestation of what God wants to do in and through her life and her life and Leah's life. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, Father. We give you honor. We thank you that you're God, and you are going to be God now. You are God then, and you always will be God. And we bring these things to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just saw, like, you know, different paths, you know, I'll just, things will just pop up and be a reminder. She may not say anything to you about it, but I just trust that God is just going to, you know, place it. Just like I'm believing with my children, you know, God's going to, you know, he's placing things in their path to remind them of who God is. And so we just believe that and know that's going to draw them to the cross. It will draw them to Jesus. We believe in that. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, woman of God, I thank the Lord for you, and I thank the Lord for your family, and I'm asking him just put his loving arms around you and your family and continue to bless you and guide you and order your footsteps from here on out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I receive that. All right. Well, you be blessed until we talk again, and hopefully, you know, it won't be too long. I don't know if I'll be on next week. I think somebody else is going to be on next week because I think I told Prophet Randy I do have an event for next weekend. But you be blessed, and I can't wait to hear about some good stuff happening. Yeah, with the love of God just flowing through and on you. You just look for that.
All right. And the same here.
All right. You be blessed, Sarah. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, be blessed. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Good night.
Well, good night.
Okay. And got another caller here, 303-517. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? 303-517, are you there? I don't know if they may be asleep. 303-517. Right, your hands up. Go off and come back on. 303-517, are you there? Father, we just pray over 303. I don't know who this is. Are you there? Lord, we just ask that you just move in their lives, Lord, in a supernatural way. Lord, let things be illuminated for them that they couldn't see. And I just see, like, you know, light and illuminating certain things, Lord, that they can't see, that they will be encouraged to know which way to go and what to do. So we just bless this caller on 303-517. Are you still there? I did hear some noise, but they may be asleep. Hello? All right. Well, I think that's it for tonight. And so we are going to be disconnecting. I'm going to try one more time before I... Hello, 303. I hear some noise. All right, guys, well, I pray you have a wonderful week coming up and just enjoy the presence of God. And I just thank you, Lord, that, you know, we're here together at, with Prophetic Grace Network. And we just pray for Prophet Randy Chandler and all that he does with this station, with this platform, and for the ministers that come on. We pray everyone have a blessed week. And we just speak the blessings of God over the lives of those who are connected and desire to be connected with Prophetic Grace Network. Well, I'm going to call it a night, guys. It's been interesting, and I believe in God to do some things for us and through us. Tune in for tomorrow's show, and be blessed. So good night. Everyone have a great week.